fam up. I like free my club. Like boy got lean over there, got my rent over there, and I heard he stand over there. Free that boy, Lord. Free that boy, high king. Locked out, tell you rock, ringing in Trey Trey on the scene. Free that boy from Trey, got to ride with them brutes. They on my top tiles on high, hey, tell them how I'm feeling. They lock my partner up, I like free my bra. They lock my homegirl up, I like free my son. Free my club, JJ lock my girl up, I like free my love. JJ gave my homie five, I like free my plug. JJ took my 10 boots, I like free my drum. And they felt like three guns, I like free my strong. I got balls, I got balls.
Hold up, hold up. Three, man, I'm doing time. I ain't even lying. Ken, he got 10. Girl, she got 9. Bring my plug. Boy, bring my slow. Bring my West Coast partner. What? This to the pocket by the band play. These Louis shoes, they're handmade. This a hand gauge. Lock a dog, I be blend man. Trying to tell the Tony doing 20 years. Partner doing 30, he for Ben Hill. Some of mine, you do Fendi. Some of mine be doing centuries. Free my house, she like Dolce. This is cocaine. I don't do time, I probate. Me and Lil Donnie going carbate. Drove hot juice. Let my partner loose. Tell my triple thick, like they rockin' goose.
They lock my partner up, I like free my bra. They lock my homegirl up, I like free my son. They lock my fam up, I like free my club. They lock my girl.
I'm going to go ahead and let Boosie fade on out. I didn't want to let Boosie fade on out. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Stop that. Stop. You know what it is. Well, Welcome, everybody. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Welcome, everybody. You know what I mean? You know, it's... we got a lot of stuff to cover tonight. You know, I want you to welcome everybody to another episode of...
Really, though?
I had to hit that button and make it say it loud. Really, though? I want the fucking news stories. Shouts out to everybody that's over here checking me out over here on live stream. I really appreciate it. What's up, though? Again, welcome to another episode of Really Though. If you check me out on the live stream or if you're listening to me on the broadcast, you know what I'm saying? Hit the phone lines. I really want you guys to chop it up with me tonight about what we're going to be talking about on Really Though, another episode that we got going over here. I want the fucking news stories. Of course, you know, we got like three things that we're going to be chopping it up about, you know, or three things that I want you guys to chime in about. You know what I mean? I want you to hit the phone lines up, 347-934-0966. I want you to hit the phone lines up because it's what I'm talking about. And what I do with Really Though is I may take a news story that's in the news, something that everybody's talking about on social media, and everybody's some trending topic, hashtag trending topic or whatever, and we do that. But I actually look at, like, the underlying issues of what's really going on with it, you know, and some of the stuff that's said about it. Like, okay, we're going to be talking about Jay Lange. Because obviously, as been said a thousand times by now, it's not even funny anymore. It was, like, for the first hour of the story. Jay-Z does indeed, out of them 99 problems, bitches is one. Obviously, his sister-in-law. I don't know. Do I want to call her a bitch? I don't know. I don't know personally, but we just going to use the word bitch today. In the nicest way possible, though. You know what I'm saying? But anyway.
Really, though? Really, though?
$200 million and you still got to fight with your girl sister?
Really, though?
Really, though? Over what? And we still don't know over what. But speculation is also something that I'm going to talk about tonight. See, the Jay-Z story really ain't about Jay-Z. You think I'm really going to sit here and waste a whole broadcast and a whole Really Though segment talking about Jay-Z? I'm not fucking TMZ. It's what happens in the scenario, in the situation that's really got me really want to talk about it and really made it worthy of a
Really Though.
Really Though. Because when it first came out, there's all kind of new stories and shit dropping right now. But when it first came out with the Jay-Z situation, it was told, they said, I don't even know who the fuck they is, but they said, whoever they is, they said that it was because she went off on him, you know, for beating up on Beyonce. Right? That's what they said. You know what I mean? He's all up, you know, he's all in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Fighting. You know, not really fighting. We'll get into that. But it's two things that pissed me off about the story immediately. And these are my
really dumb
about the whole situation. First of all, everybody just, we had evidence that she hit Jay-Z. But no one had evidence that he hit Beyonce. But the whole freaking world jumped on the bandwagon of he's a woman beater. He beat Beyonce. So that's why she jumped on him, because she was just defending her sister. Well, none of you motherfuckers that was even saying that even knew that that was true. A, first point. All right. Then you start comparing him to Chris Brown. Equally fucked up. Because we had proof he whooped Rihanna's ass. We had the pictures. He beat her up. I ain't seen B look with a black eye, with a scratch, with hair wild yet, ever in my life. But all of a sudden, Jay-Z's a woman beater. So you just want to believe. You want to believe that. You want to believe he had to do something. He had to do something. And in the grand scheme of things, we're going to go back and we're going to talk about something that I've talked about numerous times on K100 Radio already, way back in the day. When a woman feels like she want to swell up in her chest and shit and strike a man, Jay-Z, kudos, homie. Because without even knowing not even knowing if the camera was going to get out or whatever. He just didn't hit her back. So the same people that, so they say, hello, they, if you're out there, what's up, they? They say she spit on him. We saw her try to kick him, hit him, strike him. He ain't hit her back. Which leads me back to maybe episode 200 and something of K100 Radio, way before we was even 24/7 with this thing. When women hit men, should men knock their ass the fuck out? Not necessarily knock them out, but should you really be allowed to put your hand on a man? And when you put your hand on a man, what should a man do? What's the line? Where do you cross that? All right? I'm coming to the phone lines. 347-934-0966. The next subject on this episode of
Really Though?
And I know y'all going to be like, yo, Blizzle, you already had like a last really, the last really though, you was talking about some gay shit and you was kind of halfway gay bashing, which no, shut the fuck up. No, I wasn't. You stop right there. No, I wasn't. Go back and listen to it. No, I wasn't. And I never gay bashed. I'm not a homophobe. Sick of you motherfuckers accusing me of stuff. You call me all kind of stuff just because I have an opinion about some shit. It's just not true. But Michael Sams, I guess I give him one of these. He's the first gay, openly, he's not the first gay football player drafted. He's the first openly gay football drafted. I'm 1,000% sure he isn't the first gay player drafted. We know that because a lot of them have came out after the fact. But he's the first gay, openly gay guy drafted. He fell way, way, way down in the draft. Of course, people start saying, oh, the NBA's homophobic. It was like, oh my God, if he wouldn't have gotten drafted, I'm glad at least somebody put their balls on the line. No pun intended. I'm glad somebody put their balls on the line and drafted this dude, right? Because if no one would have drafted him, then the NFL would have just been a homophobic organization and would have been all kind of fuck shit. But Miami Dolphins, why they had to be in one of my Florida teams? It's my number two favorite team. I'm a Tampa Bay man personally, first off. And then I go with Miami. I don't know what I'm going to do with Jacksonville. I just don't. But this is not a sports show. It's really dope. The point of it is, okay, and I'm coming to the phone lines. I see y'all on the phone line. I'm coming. Just going to get my little spiel out the way. We're going to go ahead and set this thing off. But the Miami Dolphins drafted him. And, of course, they have had issues with the bullying, quote-unquote bullying. A 300-pound guy was, quote-unquote, bullied to that. Yeah.
Really, though? Really, though?
But anyway, they had some social, issues. You know what I'm saying? They had problems with looking, insensitive or whatever you want to call the shit. Whatever. So I guess they stuck their balls on the line and went out and drafted this kid, this guy, right? And now he's on the NFL team, and now the difference between NFL teams and a lot of other organizations and professions and jobs, or any professional, a person who gets paid to do who's a professional athlete, there's a locker room. I don't know if you know that, but in the locker room, if you ever play, and this is the thing about people who've never played sports. If you've never played a sport, you totally don't understand really what's happening. You don't. If you never played an organized sport in high school or no shit like high school up, you don't know what the locker room environment is like. You don't know what it's like to have to go in there and shower with the guys and talk shit. And just the whole environment is totally built for heterosexual men. Okay? And I don't want to hear this shit tonight from you people that you're going to give me about what does that have to do with his performance on the field. I'm not talking about the field, but the field is only a part of the game, okay? The locker room and what goes on in the locker room is a big part of a sport, any sport, all right? So, basically, Miami has made history by drafting the first gay player, but at the same time, they've literally created a hostile work environment for the straight men in their organization. And I don't want to get, listen, I don't want to hear shit from you people when I start opening up the phone lines about, well, that's a them problem. They are hostile, because if he doesn't make a pass at them or whatever, it shouldn't be a problem. Look, shut the fuck up, okay? We live in, like, the real world, all right? Where there's gravity, the sun is hot, and water is wet, motherfucker. And as a straight man, you just feel a kind of way, and you just, it's not the same when you know already that there's a gay dude right here in the locker room with you, butt naked. Listen, you don't have to understand it, okay? But I'm pretty sure that the rest of the guys in that locker room is feeling some type of motherfucking way. Next up, the last part of Really Though.
Really Though?
Really Though?
But that's that part that we're going to talk about. Is it fair to the straight guys to make them shower with a gay guy? If they all don't, if the gay guy walks in and everybody walks out of the shower, waits till it gets done, all of a sudden it's going to be homophobic lawsuits thrown all over the place. All of a sudden, those guys are going to be criticized. One guy already got fucking dropped from the team just because he tweeted one word, the word horrible. When he got drafted, when Michael Sam's got drafted, one of the players tweeted out the word horrible. That's all the fuck he said, and that motherfucker got kicked off the team. Which leads me back to back, like, episode I don't even fucking know anymore. Or why the fuck it's okay to just, why is there this extreme punishment if you say anything remotely homophobic, which I don't understand in what universe the word horrible is slanderous or intolerant. I can't with you motherfuckers. Next up on Really Though.
Really Though? Really Though?
And going to the phone lines. I'm pretty sure everybody wants to have some opinion to say about these things. Bring Back Our Girls. The movement over there with the girls in South Africa, right? That were kidnapped by this fucking lunatic terrorist group whose leader is a nutcase. He's crazy. He's certified. He's crazy. Yeah, crazy. Right? But to make matters, listen, I know people are going to say, by the way, fuck Ann Coulter before I go in. Stop. Let me stop. Let me stop before I even go any further. I got to stop real quick. Fuck Ann Coulter. I can't stand that white bitch. Back to the music. And I don't want to call her white. You know what I really want to call her. Because what she really is, she really a cracker. She's not really just white. She a cracker. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. She a cracker. She's not really a white woman. She a cracker bitch. That's what she really is. I'll go ahead and say it. This is my fucking show. I can't stand that cracker bitch. That's what she really is. You understand what I'm saying? Because, see, understand it's a difference between white people and crackers. And we have already talked about that on episode whatever the fuck, OK100 Radio. Now,
Really Though?
Really Though?
But back to my point. The Bring Back Our Girls thing is one of those scenarios where we sensationalized everything, and at least I guess there's a pro and con to everything. We brought it up over here in America. We hashtagged it. We trended the topic. We got it all. We got people aware of what was going on. We had this whole hoopla about what's more important in the world, this or 13 girls being missing and all this other shit. And that's cool. And I understand that. And that's great that we brought awareness. I even put out a Bring Back Our Girls hashtag. But we forgot that we were dealing with a bunch of fucking lunatics. Because what we did, and there's been a couple of news analysts that they saying it, but every time they say it, somebody take an issue with it. But when you stop and think about it, truth is the hashtag has given the terrorists exactly what they wanted. They want to be superstar terrorists. They don't want to blow up shit and don't nobody care. Nobody cared when they blew up shit 2-3 years ago. They've been around. They blew up some shit and killed a fucking couple hundred people. I never even fucking heard of that whole story. Didn't know none of that shit. Once Bring Back Your Girls popped off, all of a sudden we realizing these motherfuckers been over there wilding the fuck out, blowing them shit. And now all the cameras are over there, and now they went and blew up some more shit. Because you know why? Because everybody talking about their little hood, and everybody over there watching them now. Now they got CNN cameras over there. Now when they blow some shit up, everybody knows about it. And now they just makes them want to blow up some more shit. And by the way, all you fucks out there, all you motherfuckers who had so much to say about Big Sean, Big Sean's little sign that said, you know, real men don't sell girls, and all of a sudden all the fucking, all the motherfucking trollers and everybody out of the world want to come and got something to say negative about Big Sean because he put that sign. I can't, none of you, just for real.
Really, though?
Okay, to the phone lines I go. Let's go. That's it. That's all I got to say. Now, I'm going to the phone lines. Oh, like a whole bunch of people, like, stop listening. I think it was Cracker Bitch. That might have been the breaking point for him. 215-253, welcome to K100 Radio. What's up?
What's up, Blaze? This Life Wrong, man. How are you?
What's going on, homie? Thank you for calling the show. I really appreciate it. What's good, homie? Thank you for calling the show. So I've done my spiel 20 minutes into the show. I started 5 minutes late anyway. But my 15 minutes is up. So I'm done talking. I want to hear what the people got to say, all right? I want to hear what the people on the phone lines got to say. What do you think about, A, you can start down the line. You can start with Jay-Z, and you can start go on down the line with Michael Sams, and you can go on down. I'll take each one of your opinions for each call. You know what I'm saying? So we can give everybody a fair shake to talk about each particular topic. First up, Jay-Z, all right? Do you think Jay-Z, do you believe Jay-Z whooped Beyonce ass? Do you believe that?
I don't know. I don't really think he whooped her ass, but I know that Solange and spazzed out about him on about nothing. Like, she tells us that.
Okay.
He did something. He might have cheated on her. Who knows? He did something. Like, he did something. Like, I was talking to him on your Facebook page. Like, he did something. Like,
but why did it have to be that he was beating Beyonce? First of all, this is my thing. And this goes back to episode whatever, back of K100 Radio. When a woman that's grown and fully capable of leaving a dude, like rich as hell, that money ain't even an issue, she going to be straight. She can afford lawyers. She can afford protection.
Right.
She can afford to move, whatever. If she stay there and Jay-Z is whooping her ass and she is fucking Beyonce and she stay, what the fuck? Why is her sister even doing anything? Because obviously that's where she want to be. Why would you even do that? Because if that ain't the first time he did it, and her ass ain't going, and she Beyonce, obviously Beyonce want to stay getting them ass whoopings. So at that point, you pretty much just jumping out there, putting your hands on a man, a sizably bigger man than you, who could pretty much
beat
your ass.
Yeah, real bigger.
You
know
what I'm saying?
But
you know what I mean?
But you know how I get though, Blizz. Like you never did nothing to your significant other and her family, just be all out of line in jail, just on your neck.
I've never had that.
I mean, man, I see it every day, bro. like I see those issues every day. Like, yeah, man. Say,
my sister, my daughter, the first time a dude put their hands on my sister or my daughter. Which has never happened. The first time it happens, I'm liable to go to jail or prison. It's true.
Right.
The fifth time it happens, I'm liable to goddamn sit my ass right on the couch and be like, fuck it. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to wreck shop. And if you leave and we go and we make it out of there, don't nobody die and everybody go home. If whoever ass get whooped or whoever, and if don't nobody get put in the ground or in the jailhouse, that should be the last time I have to go through that with that motherfucker, because you shouldn't go back. If you go back,
then you a dumb motherfucker. But a lot of females don't have that willpower, though. That's true, though. Like, Blizz, a lot of females don't have that willpower to just get up and move on. Like, I don't know what happened. For real, you know what I mean? I don't want to throw that he beat her or nothing like that. But I know it had to be something for Solange to act a donkey in that damn hotel. And in that hotel elevator.
She can't be a crazy bitch. She's got a history of issues. She's got other artists that she's
got. She's bipolar.
You know what I mean? So why the fuck can't she just be the crazy bitch? Why does it have? Why was everybody just so quick to believe that Jay-Z was being Beyonce? It's like, oh yeah, that's gotta be it. That's my whole thing with everybody. Everybody was like, yo, it's gotta be it. You know what I mean? People all on Facebook up my post shit. They're like, yeah, you see how she looking? Nigga, no, I don't see how nothing looking. All I saw on camera was that bitch out of line putting her hands on her. And frankly, he could have two-pieced and I'd have been like, well, shit. You know what I mean? He walked away two times. If he had a two-piece, I'd have been like, shit, you know, hey. Really, though?
If he had a two-piece, he'd have been dead wrong. he did the right thing, though. He did the right thing. Anybody that's smart know, especially from this situation with the Ravens running back, there's always cameras in them hotel elevators. You always being watched when you're in a hotel. So he didn't do the wrong thing. He did the right thing for not swinging. But I'm not going to say what he did because I don't know what he did. But for her to sit there and spaz and for Beyonce not to do absolutely nothing and not even check her sister, something had to happen. You see what I'm saying? Like, something had to happen. Like, I don't know what happened. I'm not going to speak on what happened, but something had to happen.
But why did it have to be the Jay? Okay. The point is, A, we have no proof that he beat Beyonce. And B, even if he did, bitch, you still keep your... even if he did, what they got to do with you? And why you thumping? Why you over here swinging? And the same people who said yeah he did that. The same they say people who said she spit on him. I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't give a fuck who, nigga. I don't give a fuck if you pee sitting down or not. If you spit on me, I'm gonna knock your motherfucking teeth down your throat.
Yeah, ain't nobody spitting on me. That's just total line of disrespect.
Knock your fucking ass out. I'm gonna punch you in the face. Woman or not, you can call me whatever, but if a motherfucker spit on me, I'm going to punch her in her face. Close fist.
Oh, Blizzard, you might catch some cases, bro.
I will, though.
You might catch some blisters, bro.
I'm telling you, what's going to happen? I punch a girl in their face, they spit on me, bro. I'm not bullshit. And I feel like anybody else, it has the right to do it, too.
Right.
I don't care anything about that shit. I don't care. If you spit on somebody, dog, all bets off. Open season. On that ass. Period. Okay, let me tell you, I'm going to go to it because I got a lot of people on the phone lines. But what you think about the gay dude, right? The gay dude.
What about
do you think
Michael Sam?
I'm happy
for Michael Sam. Like, I just don't want them showing him, like, every time they see it, they show him kissing the guy on television. Like, I got gay cousins. I had no problem with gay people whatsoever. Like, all powers to y'all and y'all movement. But I just don't want to see that shit. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, keep that shit behind closed doors.
You're like me. You're sitting here. You're one of the people. I'm one of these people who always get jumped on. And I'm like, I don't have a problem with gay people personally. I just don't really want to fuck with them like that personally. Like, I don't want to hang out with gay people. For what? We have totally just, we don't.
Nothing in common. We have nothing in common.
But my thing about it is, everybody's worried about what's fair to him and what's right.
And I worry about the rest of the team, right.
Rest of the team. What about, because right now at this point, you basically, unless you're going to give him a separate shower on some goddamn colors and white shit, you know what I'm saying? Unless you're going to give him a separate shower or a separate shower time, you know what I'm saying? You're basically telling these straight men, go in there and shower openly naked with a gay guy, with a guy that you know that's gay. It's one thing when they hide it, but when you know it, he's on TV kissing a fucking dude in the fucking mouth, but you want me to go in here? I dress in front of
him. They show that all day on ESPN. Like, every time you see Michael Sam, you see him kissing that guy. Like, Jesus.
Fucking NFL player going to end up suing Miami for some goddamn for some sexual harassment type shit, and they going to fucking lose, and everybody's going to start crying foul. But at the end of the day, look what you're making them do. Next call. Don't hang up. So I can go to the next call. Bring back our girls. Do you think that it's right for us to even sensationalize shit over in Africa and give these terrorists a huge platform when we ain't over there on the ground stopping the shit from popping off? Because all we doing is getting more people killed in a roundabout way. What do you think about that? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you think about that?
Well, the thing about girls, I don't really know. Like, I feel like It's going to get them more power. Like, we can't help that. Like, you got to get the word out there, what's going on at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? And that's going to make the terrorists more powerful than... It's just going to make the terrorists more powerful. But people need to know what's going on in the world. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
people need
okay.
to know what's going on. And we can't help that. We can't help that if we let people know what's going on in Africa, that's even more popularity to terrorists and terrorism. We can't help that. They gonna do it. They gonna do it with us saying it or without us saying it. What's going on? You see what I'm saying?
Maybe so.
They don't care.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Next caller. Stand by. Thank you for calling in, though. Appreciate it, all right?
Uh-huh.
44971 on deck. I got 44254 next, 910491. All right. There's a couple people on the phone line. Actually, a lot of people on the phone line who haven't pressed the number one. Press the number one on the keypad. That lets me know that you want to talk to me. When you press the number one on your keypad, it should say you're now on the host queue. You're now on the host queue. All right? That's what you wanted to say, so that lets me know that you actually want to talk to me. All right? All right, so make sure you do that. Press the number one on your keypad, and that lets me know that you're not just calling in and listening on the phone lines. You actually want to talk to me. All right? 44971. What up, though?
What's up? What's going on, Blade? It's your boy, Shy, man. What's happening?
Shy, what's happening, homie? What's happening? Shy from Flaco. Shy from Flaco, man. You know what I mean? The homie got that dope project that he got out, man, that we did the project premiere cast for him. Cat Freeman's grandson. Make sure you check that shit out. Follow him on Twitter, at Shy from Flaco. All right? Hit him up. We got his song, Good Cookie, that Rocco stole. Well, we don't know. That's not confirmed, but that's what we heard. What's happening, homie? Okay, let's go ahead and get to it. Real talk. Okay, so, shoot. Jay-Z, Beyonce. First of all, do you think Jay-Z should have goddamn fed her a two-piece? Maybe a mush.
Hey,
maybe a mush to the face.
Hey, yeah, he should have got mush, man, because number one, if he did hit Beyonce, what the hell is Beyonce and her sister doing at that damn dinner or whatever with him? Why they there with him? If this, I'm sure it didn't happen at the little place they was at. So why the hell are they there? I think she had a little bit too much to drink. You know what I'm saying? And for whatever reason, she was unhappy about something. She just expressed herself like that. But in no way should no female hit no man like that, because you can't whoop no man ass. So chill out. You shouldn't do that.
And coming out now is reports now saying that it wasn't even about, first of all, and then it was at the game last night. Jay-Z and Beyonce,
yes,
at the game,
yeah,
chilling,
yeah,
laughing. So either she liked getting her ass whooped or all that shit wasn't true. And all you people out there just trying to jump on Jay-Z, y'all just looking like dumbasses more and more. You know what I'm saying? Because if that was the case, why the hell Beyonce all at the game with him chilling, laughing and shit?
Exactly.
At the mind game. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the shit is, like, I'm just saying, man. But my main thing is, you know, she had, I don't care what nobody say, sister or not, you feel me? She didn't have no right to fucking hit that dude. And if he would have just mushed her ass to the ground or slapped the shit out of her, everybody would be wanting to jump on Jay-Z like he a woman beat and all that shit.
A brawl like that, I wouldn't have nothing to do with, man, because you ain't finna be showing out on me like that, number one. You know what I'm saying?
It's not his brawl. It's the sister.
I know it ain't his brawl, but see, I'm saying she ain't the type of brawl that even goddamn you want to be with, man, because a brawl who can't control herself and she act like that, then you wonder why some women get their ass whooped. This why. You didn't see this part of it, but this what happened. But I couldn't deal with a brawl like that, man. Her whole demeanor, man, you kicking a man, spitting at a man, that's like, you know, that's some goddamn dangerous shit you're doing there. You know what I'm saying? So I can rock with that, man. But it's not what people think it is. I do believe that.
I'm almost positive it's not, because Jay-Z was beating Beyonce ass. You feel what I'm saying? Like everybody said at first. And that's why I jumped on it. I was like, wait a minute. How the fuck do y'all know that's even going
right
down? Everybody just jumping
right,
like, oh, he's a woman beating someone. Nah, you know, comparing him to Chris Brown and shit. You know what I'm saying? This is a whole bunch of just ridiculousness, man. It was just too much. I couldn't take it. 44254, you on deck. Here you go. What was next? Jay-Z and then the gay NFL player. What you think about that?
Hey, man, look up. There's a war going on against the black man, him being strong and being a strong figure in society. The whole thing with the fashion, the whole thing with the media, they put in the forefront a black man crying and acting like a pussy. You know what I'm saying? This thing, and I don't care what nobody say. At some point in life, you got to goddamn man up and be strong. He goddamn crying like a pussy, then kissing a man in the mouth. That shit is not tolerated, man. I don't care what. I don't care.
Well, you're not tolerated, Shy from Clayco. Okay, you're intolerant. You're intolerant. You just said it's not tolerant. You're intolerant. You're homophobic.
No, I'm not homophobic. I'm goddamn, I'm realistic, man, because check this out, Blizz. Check this out. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay.
Murdering is wrong. There's a lot of things wrong that the human beings do that's wrong. But that shit should not be glorified. This shit here is wrong. This shit should not be glorified. If this what you want to do, hide that shit, man. Y'all go somewhere. But to put this shit in the media in the forefront, and these young guys coming up, they're confused. They don't know what the hell going on. Ain't no dad at their house. And this man got them almost 300 pounds, acting like a fucking pussy. You know, I don't care how many weights you lift. You weak, man, in your spirit, man, if you can't goddamn follow what's natural in law of nature, man. I don't care what you say. I don't believe nothing else. That's how I believe.
You're going to start my lines buzzing.
I don't
know, man. You're going to make my lines go crazy. You are with that statement because, yeah. Well, you stand by. Don't hang up because don't leave me to defend myself with all these motherfuckers that's going to call me.
No, I ain't going nowhere, dude. I'm right here, man. This is how I feel, man. Hey, if you go to church and all that, you got to be somewhere, man. That's weak.
There they are. That's weak. My phone line's popping. They heard that, and you took it too far, Shy. You're not preaching. You have to preach tolerance.
I'm gonna tell you
that deal. Yeah, you know, I have to be the devil's advocate. Okay, stand by. All right, stand by. All right. Anybody want to make sure you tell me what you want to talk about when I come to your phone line? Y'all pick what I'm not going to force y'all to talk about any topic. Whichever one of them you want to talk about within the confines of our episode tonight of
Really Dog?
Really Dog? Okay. 4-4. I'm keeping Shy. Let me tag Shy line so I know who he is. Because I'm not finna go back. I'm not finna be going back and forth with these folk about it. 404-254. What up, though? Welcome to K100. Who's this?
What's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. What's poppin'?
What up, man? They here to call you, man.
What's going on, man?
Hey, nothing much, man. You know what I mean? I want to talk about the Jay-Z and Beyonce's sister incident first, man.
Okay, go ahead. What do you think about the incident yourself?
Yeah, man. I think he don't be handled, man. Like you said, man, if he be beating her like that, you know what I mean? She would have been on level by now. You know what I mean? All that women power she be talking about in her music and shit. You mean tell me she ain't with that shit no more? You know what I mean?
Right.
If he beating her ass, you know what I mean? She ain't strong enough to lead now. You know what I mean? After she was leading all these women to do the same thing, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And the thing is, you know what I mean, if you look at the tape, it seemed like old girl was waiting on Jay-Z when in the elevator, like something just had happened, not that, you know what I mean, it was something that carried on. It like he might have said something to her or, you know what I mean, like you said, she might have been intoxicated or something, but it seemed like it just had happened because she was sitting there waiting on him, you know what I mean, when they got in the elevator. So, you know what I mean, it was something that set her off, not just something that's been going on, but she might don't like him, period. But, you know what I mean, it was something that just set her off at that moment. You know what I'm saying? That's what I believe. You know what I mean? I can't sit and say that man be beating her. Like you said, I never seen her with a bruised face or, you know what I mean, all beat up and messed up. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? She carry herself and carry her career like, you know what I mean, it's all good. You know what I mean? Every time you see them, they at the game or something chilling. But, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? I think a lot of this stuff that's going on in the media, man, it's like it's something else going on that we're missing, man. Like, all this is just to get our attention from something else that's going on. You
might be right about that. I mean, you know, there's always the way our media works and the way things work with American media, with the media in period, but American media, they're always going to sensationalize some shit. Like right now, there's really other stuff that I should be talking about. Like the lead story, the main meat and potatoes of this show should just be all about bring back our girls and problems in Africa and shit. Like, that's what I should be talking about. Only you motherfuckers won't call if I do that. You know what I'm saying? I got to have some ratchet nigga shit for y'all to call because y'all love it. Y'all love World Star. Y'all love TMZ. Y'all love the drama of it all. And I have to shovel in.
Yeah, that was more than that. And matter of fact, I got a song talking about the drama, man. But matter of fact, and that's what a lot of people, especially Glorify, man, people love the drama. And that's why the reality show is so popular. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things going on, even with that bring back my girl thing, man. You know what I mean, man? It's a lot of stuff going over here with these women over here, man. You know what I mean? With the sex trafficking and everything going on over here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? People not aware of.
Yeah. Atlanta, the city of Atlanta is one of the top sex trafficking hubs in the world, bro. It's one of the top sex trafficking hubs in the world. I live in one of the cities in Atlanta. It's one of the top sex trafficking hubs in the world. They had an investigation. They put this shit on 2020, and they exposed them, you know what I'm saying? And it's still like, nobody said shit about it, though. Like they did the 2020 special. Everybody was like, damn! And that was it. It was over.
Yeah, and that's it, man. Like, You know what I mean? We so America always got their hand in other folk business. Like, we don't even take care of stuff going on at home first. You know what I mean? Look at all this stuff going
true.
On. You know what I mean? All this people on the TV.
Yeah. You right.
Let me get that Jay-Z thing for a minute. Yeah, old girl, man, she was out of line, man. She could have got herself hurt, man.
Would you look at Jay-Z different if he'd have slapped the shit out of her?
You know what I mean? He's a man, you know what I mean? He's a man, and, you know what I mean? A man can be provoked, you know what I mean? Understand, like, you know what I mean? Folks were talking like Chris Brown was weak because he put his hand on Rihanna, but then they turn around and say Jay-Z weak because he didn't hit old girl, you know what I mean? So which one is it? You know what I mean? If you weak for hitting her, you weak for not hitting a woman, you know what I mean?
True.
You know, so, you know what I mean? Like I'm saying, a lot of people on Chris Brown, had a Chris Brown, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Put his career kind of at a standstill for a minute. Because he would put his hand on Rihanna, but then when Jay-Z refrained from hitting on old girl's sister, you know what I mean? He's a punk too, you know what I mean? So which one is it? What y'all want a man to do, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
they don't know.
I'm not for him women, you know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? Hey, she's going to get restrained, you know what I mean? I'm not just going to just sit there and just let you keep on putting your hand on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm glad he had a security guard, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't know the camera was rolling, so, you know what I mean? He did what he had to do, you know what I mean? He didn't put his hand on it, but, you know what I mean? He let her know. You know what I mean? You could see he was telling her something, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, we'll never know the whole story until, you know what I mean, unless they come out with it. And the thing
and
is,
when
man,
they come
know,
out with it, it's going to be two sides to every. It's going to be three sides. His side, her side, and the truth. Period. Point blank.
Of course. And then you got to understand, man, that's money. Regardless, they're going to make money off of it regardless. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? How much you think an interview like that would cost? I was joking around with her. I was like, man, Jay-Z might be trying to be on the first billionaire hip hop since Dre. You know what I mean? I almost got it. He got to step up his game. So I was joking with her like, man, he had to come over something.
Maybe so. Stand by. Let me go to the next caller. You may be right, though. Maybe it was all a plot. Maybe it's all in the grand scheme of things, maybe it's all just to get some publicity. That's what a lot of people said, publicity stunt. I saw that publicity stunt. A lot of people saying it was a publicity stunt. The whole thing was staged just to give Solange some relevance. So now she can come out and get on Real Housewives of Atlanta or some shit and maybe make a fuck and do a single. Maybe make a fuck tape. Who knows? Next up, 910-491. Welcome to K100 Radio's own homegrown. What the fucking news?
Really, though? Really,
what's happening? Who's this?
This is Miss Nikki Goes Hard in the building.
Oh, what's happening with you? Dang, low time.
What's
no...
up, baby?
What up, though?
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm one of them people that likes to call in with ratchet shit going on.
Of course. Well, since you love ratchet shit and we're here now, let's go ahead and get into it. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. All right, my homegirl, Miss Nikki, you know, we've been cool. We've been Facebook friends and everything. We've been friends and cool for years. You know what I'm saying? I support her. You know what I'm saying? And she support me. She's been real supportive of the grind. You know what I'm saying? So I want to hear what she got to say about it. So go ahead. Give it to me, Nikki. First of all, do you believe Jay-Z be whooping Beyonce ass? That's just what I got to start right now.
No, I do not.
And why not?
No, I do not. He might mush ass. He might hit my ass up against the wall like the other brothers around this motherfucker. I don't believe that man be beating that woman ass. They trying to come up with any excuse possible to where, because everybody bringing up the Chris Brown situation. Nobody understands Chris Brown had bruises on him too that night.
Yeah.
How come Rihanna ass ain't on probation? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, every couple has their scuffles. My thing about this is, it's a family dispute. Everybody going to pick sides, this, that, and the third. That woman jumped on him. I mean, to me, he did the right thing. Now, me personally or any other nigga or brother that I know would have knocked her ass out or mushed her ass hard enough for her to know, bitch, you need to sit down somewhere.
Right.
Okay? Because obviously that bitch ain't been broke. So, I mean, you know, you got to break bitches in. You got to break bitches in a lot of times. And she's one of them that ain't been broke.
I'm getting domestic violence on the program right
well,
now.
Well, whatever.
Her ass...
Whatever. But for her to do that, for her to do, I don't condone domestic violence. I do not condone it. But my thing is, I am a true believer. When you put yourself into a situation of that nature and you put yourself up against a man or you put yourself up against a woman, you have to be ready to take whatever consequences falls into that. And I don't care if it's her or the next female on the street. If you're going to jump on a man and he ain't put his hands on you, you got to be able to take that knockout.
Yeah. You got to be.
That's period point blank. I don't expect nobody to stand there and get their ass whooped. I don't care if you're a female or not.
So if Jay-Z would have actually punched her, you wouldn't.
I would have said that's what the fuck you get. I would have been sitting right there on that video and said, now that's what the fuck you get.
I agree. Of course, everybody there's people listening to this like, you know what I'm saying, we tripping. You know what I'm saying? We advocating, you know.
I mean, it is what it is. We don't know exactly what happened prior to the elevator.
We don't know.
You know, we don't really know whether it was something. We don't know if this is continuous or not. One thing that people do is they idolize. Because even before this, you know, we started seeing the bullshit in the social media about people making a Beyonce religion or something like that. People are idolizing these people, and they're thinking they can do no wrong or that their life is perfect. There's no such thing. I don't care how much money you got.
I think the Church of Bay shit was just a bunch of. I don't. If those people really do exist, I'm pretty sure. I know she's not going to co-sign it. You feel what I'm saying?
No, but she's not going to co-sign it. But yeah. You know, people. You know, we still got people around here following behind Marilyn Manson and what's the man that had the cult that was robbing and killing folks? White man with all them white folks following him. And he had got all them years. I forgot that white man name. I'm drinking right now. Excuse me, people on the line.
But
I mean, you know, people will go back and idolize. There's people right now, they still following Hitler dead ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't matter. She doesn't have to co-sign.
There's people right here with rebel flags wishing the Confederacy wouldn't lost. So, you know.
Right.
I mean, that is.
So people idolizing, people look at these people like they're supposed to be perfect. And what's sad is these people, people like Beyonce and Jay-Z and things of that nature, they carry themselves like they are supposed to be perfect. They are actually walking on eggshells whether people know or not. They're really walking on eggshells about what they do and this, that, and the third, what they eat, how much weight they gain, how much weight they lose, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know what I'm saying? They always have to be dressed, da, 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 da.
It's the price of fame. It's the price of fame.
You got to deal with the good and the bad.
Yeah, yeah. So the gay dude, what do you think about? Do you think it's right to make heterosexual males shower with a gay man? Because that's essentially what Miami is telling their players. Like, because if they can't have, I'm pretty sure they're not going to have separate showers or separate shower times. They're going to be expected to treat him like everybody else. So they're going to be expected to go in there and shower with the gay dude. What do you think about that?
Okay. This is my thing right here with that. I've heard a lot of aspects about that. You know, homosexuality has been going on since Sodom and Gomorrah. So a long time. This ain't nothing new. And I'm going to need people to stop acting like it's new because it's not. Is it going against God from what the King James Bible says? Yes, it is. You know, but there's people that I don't like seeing motherfuckers walking by me kissing and hugging and shit. I don't care if you're a male and a female. I don't want to see that shit all the time. So I damn sure don't want to see two men doing it either. As far as, you know, I don't think they're going to make him shower alone. I mean, I think they probably would ask him if it's something that he would want to do. Because, you know, I could just see a lot of lawsuits going on. I could see a lot of lawsuits from them saying harassment, this, that, and the third. Then I could see a lot of lawsuits from him, you know, as far as being, you know, being discriminated against. If
right.
they do.
It's a real sticky situation.
No, it's very sticky. It's going to get worse.
My thing about it is, because everybody likes to say, you know, that I'm, you know, that my opinions or whatever about homosexuality is borderline homophobic and gay bashing. But I just look at it like, yeah, look, the same way they want to have, they want to live their life or whatever. I want to live mine. I don't want anything to be forced upon me. But see,
right.
Here's the thing about it. When you're, it's not like a regular job. if they hire a gay person, all you have to do is work next to that person. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is do your job.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But it's different in a professional sports locker room. This is
right.
a whole environment, and everybody's leaving that part of the scenario out. No one wants to talk
right.
about it because it's like, oh, yeah, they're making history. Good for them, blah, blah, blah. And the motherfuckers in the locker room like, nigga, what? You know what I'm saying? Fuck
oh, they
me.
Ain't in the locker room. They on Twitter saying, oh, my gosh. Disgusting.
No, one guy just said horrible. All he said, he
tweeted horrible.
Out,
oh, my gosh, horrible.
Oh, my God, horrible. And he got kicked off the team for that. To me, I would sue them because why you fired me for, you don't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Even if I
right.
was talking about that, you don't know that. You assuming.
But even if he was talking about that, that's his personal opinion. Just like it's their personal opinion and their personal feelings to let this man come on the team and shower with y'all, that's his personal opinion and he don't have to like it. So you're basically telling this man, I'm paying you all this money or whatever, you just going to have to do what the fuck you going to have. You just got to do what the fuck I say you got to do.
The simple solution that somebody's going to call up here and say is, well, they can all just wait till he goes in the shower and comes out. Okay, so now you're openly discriminating against that guy. You know what I'm saying? Because
that's what I'm saying. He's gonna file discrimination charges because he's gonna feel like he's being discriminated against. Oh, everybody can't shower with me. So now he got all these people on the team who don't want to go in the shower with him that he can charge that he can sue for discrimination.
No, everybody's all hoorah and that's good, motherfucker. You don't have to fucking work there.
Right. You don't have to do it. I mean, you know, people, one thing was getting on my nerves is the fact that people are looking at it like, you know, and I'm talking about heterosexuals and homosexuals. They're looking at it like they getting paid all that money. They better go in there and do it, this, that, and the third. You cannot take somebody's personal feelings and personal beliefs away from them. You cannot do that. I don't care how much money you're giving them or whatever. You cannot take somebody's personal feelings and beliefs away.
You can't. You're right. Stand by, Nick, because I may come back to your phone line, all right?
Right.
All right, stand by. Next caller, 678-656. Welcome to K100 Radio. What's popping? Who's this? 678-656. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Who this?
This call me Israel, your homeboy from Panama City, Florida.
Oh, what's going on, homie? What's good with you, man?
Hey, man, no, I just want to tell you, you know, about this whole Lodge and Jay-Z situation, you know, I was looking online, and I think it was Nephew Tommy had posted and said that Jay-Z said he was going to go to Rihanna's after party at the Met Gala.
Uh-huh.
Said he was that started off, so Solange said, why can't you go home? Because he said he was going by himself. And said,
uh-huh.
why you can't go home? So why can't you mind your own damn business, basically? So
right.
she got met, she was upset. So basically when he referred to something about her relationship with whoever she with.
Uh-huh.
So she put off on the man. But if I had been me, being from where I'm from Florida. We don't play that. Charlotte, don't put your hands in the damn show. Don't spit on me. You spit on me? Man, listen, if that would have been me and she'd have spit on me, I'd have rock bottomed her ass. I'd have some wrestling like shit on her. You know?
Nobody say, God, I don't care if I tell my daughter all the time, don't you ever spit on nobody, because I'm not going to save you from when they get on you. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck who it is. I'm not going to save you. Daddy's not going to save you if you spit on somebody. I'm
man,
not saving
mostly every,
period.
You think
you know
about
I'm saying?
It,
Blizzard. I'm not saying.
Mostly everybody, the way we raised that, where we from, man, you don't kick nobody and you don't spit on them. That's how we was raised. That's two ways to get killed.
Yeah.
You don't spit on nobody. You don't kick them. You keep your feet on. You raise. Keep your feet on the ground. You walk on them motherfuckers, and spin some shit out your mouth. Come on, man. That's great. That's total disrespect. Then,
yeah.
you know, all this speculating. Come on, this man. Be like, how the fuck you know? These millionaires, motherfucker. What people fail to realize is where Jay-Z from. You go back to the motherfucker and where Beyonce Solange from. These bitches from the hood. So what you expect? They
right.
just got money. Damn it. Money don't change them. We just change your circumstances and outlook on life. But it don't change a person from where they come from and how they was raised. That don't change shit. It just makes their life a little bit easier.
Third ward or fifth ward hood bitch. I forgot what ward they from. One of them Houston wards over there. don't know. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we saying, and Jay-Z is a nigga from the project, so, you know, yeah, he might choke a bitch out. He might. But, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, it could happen. Choke a bitch out. He could.
Hey, no, it don't matter. But if you think about it, that's between him and his wife. Regardless of what the fuck they did, ain't nobody, even her mom and dad ain't got shit to do with that.
That's
when he married her, they became one.
That's the whole point. And nobody, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's a whole nother topic. Like, should you even be getting involved with your siblings' relationships? Why are you even talking to this man about where he going? If that was the case. If that's the case, then I really feel like Jay-Z should have slapped the shit out of her, because really, she ain't have no reason to be doing all that. He really should have got there.
What you got to do with where I go? Beyonce ain't saying a damn thing.
Right.
So why are you worried about it?
Everybody clowning her now. Everybody clowning her, talking about, you know what I'm saying, she dead ass home because she didn't jump in it. You know, that's what made everybody feel like it was true that he was beating.
Listen, then what I want you to do, I want you to go look back at that video. And when I think the second time she tried to attack him, watch what Beyonce do. Beyonce steps between them. See, everybody ain't watching it. They seeing what they want to see. And they ain't I watch everything. You know me. When I talk about something, I do my research on everything. You know, I'm going to do my research. I looked at a video. I seen where the man stopped. He kept mashing the button, stopped the elevator on the 12th floor. Yeah, that's how much I was looking at it. On the 12th floor, he stopped the elevator and paused it. But she did step between them. She stepped between them. But, hell, she ain't a damn fool. Okay, I stepped between y'all. But I ain't going to keep, when you keep coming at this motherfucker and hitting me, because, bitch, we going to be in resources, and I don't want to fight my sister. So I'm going to just step my ass out of the way.
Yeah.
She stepped because she kind of felt like, okay, Jay-Z going to get tired of shit. I know how my nigga is. And then he going to get tired of shit. He might put a pause on my sister. And I don't want to bring that type of, you know what I'm saying, I don't want to bring that shit up in my relationship because you can hit my sister. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She stepped in between, but she got her ass out of the way because this bitch keeps swinging. Chill. And shit. But I don't know what's talking, but you can't hear. You can't hear the conversation. Then you'll know what's really going on.
Yeah.
Just speculate. Like, they listen to Wendy Williams and all these motherfuckers. Why y'all motherfuckers don't know what's going on in these people? Like, these people got way more money than you motherfuckers. And if a motherfucker didn't pay attention to it, the shit wouldn't even be relevant. I'm just being real.
I'm extremist with you. I don't agree with you at all. What about I got so many people on the phone lines. Let me try to speed it up. What about the I forgot to ask Nikki about the black girl thing. I got Nikki.
Okay, let me clarify something. Michael Sam's got drafted by the St. Louis Rams. You know, I'm a heavy sports fan too, and I am definitely a Dolphins fan. Mm-hmm. And Don Jones, he got fined and suspended of all team activities until he goes through like a coaching, some kind of like a counseling session for horrible and disgusting. He said horrible and disgusting when they kissed after they dressed him and he kissed the white wall on TV. He was like horrible and with a Mexican or Spaniard or whatever the fuck he is, Castillo or some shit, whatever that dude name is. But me personally, I don't deal with homosexuals. Not like that. You know, that ain't my thing, especially a man. That ain't my thing. You know, I done been pretty. But, you know, also, I'm just being the count what you want to. That ain't a natural order of things, like the brother just said earlier. That ain't a natural order of things. Fuck how a motherfucker feel. That gay, all these, oh, I'm gay, I'm proud. Man, fuck that. You confused. Because two men can't make a baby. I'm sorry. That ain't a natural order of things. Ain't nothing else gay. You ain't got no lions out there fucking another male lion.
They actually say that it's gay animals. They keep telling me that, but I haven't seen it yet.
You know, I ain't seen it. I'm for real. I ain't never seen that shit. So if you see with two lions get together, they finna fight for that territory.
I'm
just keeping it real. I done been in prison, and everybody know this gay motherfuckers in prison. Man, if a motherfucker gay, they can get in the shower with their boxers or whatever they have on there. They gonna have their problem, but guess what? Ain't shit they can do about it. This rich motherfucker pay you, and he gonna pay this motherfucker. So ain't shit you can do about it. You can file a lawsuit. You can scream about it. Bitch, get in the shower with your boxers on. And look at the just turn around and keep your ass from it, because that's what he gonna probably be looking at, your ass. I'm just being real. You know, that hell in prison, you ain't got no choice. You want to get in that show? You got to get motherfuckers to get in the show. So you got to take a bath, or you're going to be a stinking motherfucker.
Okay.
But, hey, that's their thing. And about these little girls, okay, I'm going to put this. That shit been going on over there for the longest. For years, this shit been happening. Okay, these people utilize something, and they use like, okay, well, let's get America involved. Like, America is just, we spread thin. We got more pressing issues. Okay, yeah, it's fucked up. And I hate that these little girls been taken, but this shit been going on so long over there. Hell, look, it's been going on so long. Hell, we over here. Our forefathers got took. So it ain't nothing new. But see, we got more pressing issues in the States.
So you saying we shouldn't even get involved in that at all?
Listen, you can spread it in it, and you can spread it around and put it out there. But hell, take care of home now. We got killings going on. Look at this shit that's going around in the last few days in Atlanta. Let's take care of the issues at home. Let's start focusing on home now. Let's make sure the motherfuckers at home taking care of. Let's try to kill some of this bullshit that's going on. Police killing motherfuckers. I'm thinking in Mobile, what? Huntsville, Alabama, police said a dude had some drugs and they stuck a sharp object down his throat and killed him. Come on, let's focus on the shit going on when they're killing our youth at home.
Yeah,
you know
they
what
are.
I'm saying?
But we're not talking.
You know, we got to focus.
I got one coming for that one. Story. I got to do that one. I can't let that one ride. Yeah, so
I'm just saying, I respect it. You know, I feel bad for them 50 little girls. Don't get me wrong. I am a compassionate person. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I also think about, I don't know them. We can put it out there. We can tweet it. We can share the pictures. You think them motherfuckers over there give a fuck? They see the platform. Okay, we got these motherfuckers over here with the cameras on. Guess what they're going to do? Like you said, they blowing up shit.
And that's my problem with the situation. Not really my problem, but it's been a real unfortunate turn of events where the lunatics that they are, they realized quickly that the cameras was on them, and they started nutting up even more. And that's exactly counterproductive of what we're supposed to be, quote unquote, going over there to help. I don't know if they even got over there yet. I know I heard Obama sent some troops. I don't know where the fuck them niggas is at, but yeah, okay, they somewhere. I don't know, black ops, special ops.
That's like my mother. I'm gonna tell you something. My mother-in-law told me the other day. Cause I swear I heard my baby 2 years old. You know, they just learn how to talk. And they hear stuff. You know what I'm saying? And you might be here. I mean, I like to watch a lot of reality TV shows. You know, sometimes they slip cuss words slip out. So I swore I heard my daughter say a cuss word. So often she was like, son, listen, William. She called Mama Government now. She said, don't pay her no attention, and she going to stop saying it. And guess what? When I hear her say it again, I won't say nothing. I don't even pay her no attention. Guess what? She ain't said it no more in about 4 days now. Because if you don't give them attention, they won't. Guess what? The shit they doing ain't doing them no good.
I want attention. All right, man.
Yeah. I mean to call in last week because I had something to say about that Donald Sterling stuff, too. But I know you're going to do another one. They let me get in on it.
All right, homie. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too. One.
Oh, man. It's always, I love when people call. You know, but he had a lot of valid points. And he was like, shit. You know, I mean, I can't argue, of course. You got people listening that's just really, I know, my inbox and, you know, stuff like that, you know. I got certain people that listen to me and they're like, yo, Blizzle, man, really? You know what I'm saying? That they're super tolerant and they're super, like, you know, and they'd be like, really? I got friends who, like, got gay family members and they'd be like, man, your show is just, you just talking all crazy and reckless and blah, blah. I'm like, yo, I can't, just how people really feel. You can't call every radio show and say the shit you want to say like you can over here. This is how people feel. You know what I'm saying? And majority of people feel that way. That's the thing about it. You would think with the media, the way they make everybody, the way they celebrating, like, oh, yes, that's history. Go NFL. You guys rock. You would think that majority of the population is in agreement with that tone. And that's not the case. It's not. 44205, welcome to K1's Radio. What's popping?
Chris.
What up, though? Who's this?
Chris.
Oh, what up, boy? Street,
Chris. What up?
Bully in the building. What's going on? Him and another one of my Facebook friends completely just hijacked one of my posts and just went completely ham yesterday. It was entertaining. You should go back and watch it. Everybody should go read it. It was. Go read that last post. Street, You already
what
know.
Up, sir?
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Which one you want to address, man? Which one you want to address? I tell you what, you know, with you, I'd rather talk about the Michael Sam situation because you know how we talk about it. You talking about the sports shit, the Michael Sam situation, right? You play sports, you know. Come on, man.
Right.
So you know how it is in the locker room, bro. Come
Absolutely.
On, man. Why are you putting these
Absolutely.
Dudes? Okay. So knowing which, first of all, I think it was totally fucked up what they did to old boy, kicked him off the team and shit just for tweeting, you know, horrible or whatever. Like you don't even really know.
I agree wholeheartedly. I agree.
You know what I mean? Was he talking about disgusting that you picked him fifth or what? You know what I'm saying? Well, you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? So you.
Well, they know what he said. They know why he said what he said. You know what I mean? They knew why he said it. But Blism, it was disgusting. He was. It's not the kiss, okay? The kiss, the initial kiss, okay. You know what I mean? Okay, we get it. You know, he's happy. He's emotional. His significant other, male or female, is being there for him. We see shit like that all the time. You know what I mean? With men and women. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Right.
The licking the cake, the kissing the cake off each other's face and all that, sir, that was horrible. It was, I couldn't have put it better myself. I couldn't have used a better word. It was horrible. You know what
right.
I mean? It was terrible to see. You know, I made my kids watch the draft because I'd be wanting them to aspire to be like that. You know what I mean? I want them to be inspired to have those type of dreams. That one day, man, you know, me, I could be in that room with you and we could be going to the league. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and to,
right.
You know, to make my son watch it and then to see shit like that and have to explain it to him. Well, my kids old, so I don't have to explain it to them. But, you know, it's just different, man. It's just different where the world is going, man. I don't, you know, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not against, you know, shit like that or whatever. But it was shocking. It was shock TV. So they got to be easy when a motherfucker come off shocked.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Cause
they
easy.
Seem like he just, you know, I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay, let's just go with what you said. Let's just go in and say, yeah, they knew. They even though this, truth be told, it's an assumption because you don't know for real. But you're gonna go ahead and we're gonna give them that. We're gonna give them that. Yeah, you know, he was talking about. It was disgusting that he was kissing the guy. Okay, but at the same time, look at what you're talking about, bro. Look at what just happened on TV. You feel what I'm saying? Like you know, there's, you gotta take baby steps with shit. You know, you
right.
gotta, because at the same, because and this goes to basically my main point is how does that situation work? Because if okay, you know how it is. It's all about teamwork and camaraderie with football. You got, listen, man, this is professional football. You got to believe that motherfuckers is riding or dying with you on that team, on that field. You know what I'm saying? You got to trust these motherfuckers. So
right.
if these people don't even want to shower with you, how can they even build that kind of bond? I don't even want to shower with you, or I don't even want to really be next to you, close to you like that, in the shower like that, which breaks down that trust so that I don't even know if that motherfucker throw that ball over the top, are you really going to drop back in coverage and get that bitch or not? You know what I'm saying? You feel
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but this, though. What, let me, first of all, I don't think we're going to have that problem. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's going to be a problem, period, because I don't think he's going to make the team. You know what I mean? Me personally, I feel like, look where he got drafted. You know
right.
what I mean? He got drafted to the Rams. That's one of the best defensive line groups in the league. They're deep. You know what I mean? I honestly feel like that was a league call. I believe the conspiracy that the league called. It was like, somebody please draft this motherfucker. So we
right.
ain't got to deal with the PR mess if he
right.
don't get drafted.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they drafted him to a team that was deep at DL on the line already. Defensive line, for those motherfuckers that don't know. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, if he gets cut, they can easily just say, well, shit, that's the best defensive line in the league. You know what I'm saying? He just didn't make it. And it'd be over with. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think that he's going to make the team, first of all. Second of all, if he does make the team, you know, I don't know how it will work, Blizzard. You know what I'm saying? Thank God I don't have to be in that situation. You know what I mean? But he was gay at Missouri, and it worked out somehow. I don't know. I guess maybe they might model whatever Missouri did, shower-wise and locker room-wise. Them boys said they knew he was gay off top. And the way that he seemed gay on draft night, I don't think you can hide that type of gay right there. You know what I mean? So, I feel like whatever they did at Missouri, it worked. They had a successful season. They had a great defense. He was co-defensive player of the year. Somehow, they made it work. So, it can work. You know what I mean? I don't know how it works, but it can work. But I just don't think that it's – I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think he'll make the squad.
You're probably right about that when you look at it from that angle, yeah. You know, yeah, you're right. He probably won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you stop and think about, well, is he really going to make the team? You know, but you never know, man. I don't know. I just assume, you know me, I would assume the worst on it because he could. And I don't even want to say assume the worst because then it makes me feel like I just want it to be some drama. And I don't. You know what I'm saying? I don't want it to be drama, but I'm just like, I'm a realist about the shit. You know what I'm saying?
And how you work for the news? How you the news and you don't want the drama? Nigga, you want all that drama. You want that drama.
Oh. You know what? Well, I don't want.
I know you over a decade, cuz. I know you want that drama, cuz.
I don't want that drama because look what happened to the dude with just one or two words. And I don't want that to happen to no. I don't want nobody else to lose a check. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want nobody to lose a check over that because one dude had already lost a check over two words. Two words.
That dude's kind of irrelevant. I mean, if Ryan Tannehill had said that shit, it wouldn't have been an issue. You know, they had to throw somebody under the bus.
Shit.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people said something, you know what I mean? And they just sought out that one dude. You know, who is that? That guy was a 7-round pick, his damn self. You know what I mean? He's a nobody. They had to make an example out of nobody. But it was dead wrong. That's dead wrong. Man, listen, if they want to, all right, man, if gay people want to be treated like everybody else, then let's treat them like everybody else. This is a 7-round pick. They had a news conference introduced to this motherfucker today. Now, when have you ever had a news conference introducing a 7-round pick?
Right.
I've never seen no shit like this before in my life.
Because
when have you ever seen somebody kiss their intimate, their significant other that much on TV?
Right.
On a draft. Yeah, you might see the initial pick. Then they move on to the next person.
Why kept showing
this over and over again.
Yeah, now you get into my point. It's like, yo, okay, we know but now you just want to keep replaying it. You want to keep showing it, so we got to keep explaining this to our goddamn kids. You just want to force this shit down our throat, and that's what makes me, that's the shit I just super don't like about the whole gay movement.
It's the same thing with the Beyonce situation and in that situation as well, man. We can't control what these motherfuckers do. We can't control what Michael Sam do when he get drafted and be emotional. He want to slob his homeboy down or however that work, you know what I mean? And we can't control families fighting, you know what I mean, having scuffles, family fights. But it's the outside world, the people that's outside of that shit, that's the shit that gets to me, man. It's when ESPN takes that and shuts it down our motherfucking throat all day, all night during the draft, all day the next day, just showing the shit over and over and over and over again. That shit is fucked up, man. And the people that in the Jay-Z situation that so quick to post this and, oh, he's a woman beater and this, that, and the third, it's like, damn, pause. Hold on. Chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? Y'all making shit worse than it has to be. Y'all don't even know what the fuck going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I don't like. We can't control people's actions are going to be independent of our feelings and, you know, how we want shit to go and how we feel shit should go. Their actions are going to always be independent of that. Only thing you can control is your reaction to the shit. And I'm just disappointed in people's reaction towards all these situations. ESPN, Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith said the dumbest shit I ever heard him say the other day. When he said Michael Sam went in the 7th round because he's gay. Because he can't see any way that the defensive player of the year would drop that far in the SEC. The defensive player of the year in the Big 12 didn't even get drafted. You know what I'm saying? At all. You know? The shit happens, man. The nigga's undersized. He didn't time well in the combine. He's a tweener. You know what I'm saying? He played on the other side, was a beast that played on the other side of him, so he was just catching the traffic that was forced his way. Got some sacks out the shit, won the defensive player of the year. But it's the motherfuckers on the outside looking in, man, that just disappoints me, man. I'm not shocked by shit. I feel like I done seen it all. I've seen enough to know that I haven't seen it all, but I don't put shit past anybody. You know what I'm saying? So shit just happens. We can't control what motherfuckers do, but the way that people react to this shit, man, is disgusting. These niggas, you know what I mean, like the old boy on your page that was so quick to, you know, the nigga was you're posting screenshots on me? You posted screenshots trying to slander this nigga, man? You know what I mean? And, you know, that shit bothers me. You know, I don't even post on your shit. You know what I mean? I know you long enough, Blizzard, man. Well, I don't even want to get involved. You feel me? You know what I mean? I don't want to get involved, cuz. But the nigga pissed me off that much just because he's going so hard. He's going so hard to make you believe that this nigga Jay-Z beats his girl, man. You know what I mean? And I'm not here to say that Jay-Z don't beat his bitch or smack his bitch around. I don't know what's going on in that situation. That's just the point. I know I don't know. So I'm not going to go around spreading rumors and shit like that, posting it up on people's Facebook, trying to convince them that this and that is what's going on. You see what I'm saying? I'm not here trying to make people have to stomach what Michael Sam is doing in his living room. You see what I'm saying? I just think it's too much, man. It's too much going on with the outside world.
We love it, though. That's why we, you know, that, and that's, I mean, the fact that, that's why we have reality TV, and that's why it's, like, the most popular shit, because that's what these motherfucking people like. People are sensationalizing that kind of shit, and that's big business. That's literally big business now. That's what's crazy about it. That's big business now. To sensationalize that kind of shit is literally big business now. That's where the money's at. That's what people... I don't know, man. I don't know what it is with people now. But and I like, you know, I hate that I even got to this point where I'm like media, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Where I'm like media and you know, I'm freaking I don't know.
But
man,
you media without an agenda though, cuz. You know what I'm saying? You let the people talk. You let the people, you the people's news. You know what I'm saying? They have agendas behind they shit. Homie's agenda when he's doing that slander, he don't like Jay-Z, period. You know what I'm saying? He had an agenda behind that shit. The new ESPN, I can't call the agenda. Maybe their president's gay. I don't know. You know?
Something,
I don't know.
It's a man, I didn't even really think about it. I mean, you really made me stop and pause and think about just how much they kept flashing that kiss. And just how many times they just kept replaying that shit, dog. Like, when I stopped, when you said that, like, you know what, dog? They really just, you ain't really seen nobody just, who kissed somebody just, if it was a guy and a woman, they've never replayed that kiss from anybody.
Never.
Anybody.
Never.
I'm picking whatever, and they just kept fucking replaying it. And I'm like, you know what, you're right. Other things that I had talked about and thought about, that's just something I was like, you know what? It's that's just, I'm going to move on, man. I'm going to go to the next call because that's starting to actually a little bit piss me off because now I feel like, you know what? I don't know if the people who own ESPN or the editors or whatever is gay or whatever, but who's ever in charge of cut, edit, and producing the segment, somebody is telling them to keep replaying that shit. Like that,
right?
You know what I'm saying? When they know how uncomfortable it makes majority of the population, because at the end of the day, being gay is not a majority thing. It's less gay people than minorities in this country. You feel what I'm saying? But they're getting all the piss and they got all the power. But it's less of them motherfuckers than it is black people, minorities. It's less gay people than anything.
Yeah.
Me. So yeah. There's that. I'm gonna go to the next call though. I appreciate you calling in, homie. Y'all had me rolling on the post though. Once y'all going back and forth, that shit, I was like,
I was just ripping that nigga's cage. You know, rallying the nigga cage, man. He was taking that shit off seriously, wanting to put his CDLs on the motherfuckers. Posting.
You know. All right. Next caller, man. Next caller. Oh, this dude's stupid, man. 404-254. Welcome to Illakill. What's popping?
Yo, this is Hezekiah again, bro.
Who this is?
This is Hezekiah again.
Oh, stand by, right? Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Did I talk to you already, you said?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I already had talked before one time. Oh, yeah, I just want to come in and play.
Go ahead. Yo. Go ahead and comment real quick so I can go to the next caller, so I can guarantee somebody who hasn't talked yet. But what did you want to say?
Yeah. No, I was talking about the man, it's a gay agenda that they pushing, man. That's what I really believe, man. Like you said, they kept showing this stuff over and over, man, and the youth to see, and like, got all these young people out here, man, and they see it, man. Like, my little brother is homosexual, man. And, like, I ain't never seen so many young dudes, like, I mean, he still stay with my mom, man. When I go to her house, man, I ain't never seen so many young dudes just be out there like that, man. I believe they just confused, man. Like, you know what I mean? It's a fad, man. They don't got so used to it, you know what I mean? That, you know what I mean? They desensitize people with that stuff, man. Like, they forcing it on people, man. You know what I mean? That's what I really believe it is, man.
You might have a point, because... Well, I know that they're forcing it. They're forcing you to. They are forcing you, kind of like how they force white people to fucking, you know.
Yeah, and like,
but
and you're like,
I don't want to compare.
I'm
not comparing it to the black experience. Make no mistake about it.
Yeah.
And I hate if people try to make it seem like it's the same as the civil rights movement. I just want to fucking punch one of them in the face when they say it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit is not the same.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But. I think that there is, you know, when my homie Streets just said, yo, how many times have they given a seventh round draft pick a fucking news conference? You know what I mean?
Right.
He's
right,
got a fucking,
exactly, man.
Conference, and he's a fucking seventh round. Why is he so important? You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know, if they're going to be that way, just let them be that way, man. You know what I mean? Like you said, man, like old girl was saying, the Bible speaks against it, man, but. You know what I mean? They, like I said, they try to force their stuff on people, man. They know how people feel, man. They want to get a reaction out of people, man. You know what I mean? It's like, you know what I mean? They want something like they want to cause the drama. You know what I mean? Like they know how people feel about this stuff, man. They like you were saying about that locker room. You know what I mean? Look, when Magic came out and said he had HIV, man, they basically forced him out, man. He wasn't trying to, you know what I mean, see people telling him that.
You had heterosexual players like, was it Karl Malone and shit? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like, he don't want to play with him. He don't want to get his blood on. Karl Malone was, and they ain't do shit to Karl Malone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, understand. You know what I'm saying? We understand you don't want to play with him. You know what I'm saying? So Karl Malone, because it was Karl Malone, and I think a couple other people was like, I don't want to play with him. He infected with HIV.
Like,
what if? And they was like, you understand, you know?
Yeah, so, go ahead, man. Go ahead with the show, man. I'm enjoying it, bro.
All right, homie, stand by. 850-527. Welcome to Illakill. I mean, my bad. Really, though. So you went Illakill.
Really, though?
Really, though? My bad. No disrespect to Illakill. That's tomorrow night, by the way. I'm going to tune in for that. It's going to be great. 850-527, what's up?
Nah, man. What's up, man? It's T. Lewis, man. What's up?
What's happening, homie? T. Lewis, what's good? What up, though?
Chilling, man. It's been a while. I thought I'm going to try to call in today, so...
Well, I'm glad you got a chance to, homie. That's good to hear from you. Go ahead, homie. Where do you want to start at?
man, I'll go ahead and start on the Michael Lamb thing, man. Just like your man said, Big Bully, man. They're trying to really twist this whole gay thing. Because like I said, when was the last time you saw a second round pick at a press conference? And then on top of that, something else that had made me think. They're pushing this whole Michael Sam thing the same way they were trying to push the whole Michael Vick thing. Because if you think about it, you got Aaron Hernandez that pretty much just murdered the nigga, what it came down to. But nobody's talking about Aaron Hernandez anymore. So when they want you to think about a certain thing and try to push a message, like for instance, they wanted people to think that Michael Vick was this heinous criminal. And if you notice, every once in a while, they'll even come up with, like, these lists about the most hated athlete and make a point to let people know, well, you know, Michael Vick is still number two on the list.
Uh-huh.
So they're still doing that. So parallel to that, they're doing this Michael Sam thing. So what they're doing now is since it hasn't really died down that much, what they're going to start doing the way they did with Michael Vick, they're going to start saying things like, well, he's one of the most beloved athletes. If he makes a team, he still has the number one and number two selling jersey in the NFL, knowing that most of this stuff is coming from gay folks and stuff like that.
Right.
So, but like you said, most the majority of people do not agree with homosexuality. That's just what it comes down to. It's
right.
Just these little fruitcakes that want you to make believe that, oh, you're a caveman, you're a non-forward thinker, you're a non-progressive thinker, that type of stuff. Right. It's like, come on, man, no.
Come on, man.
Come on.
I don't even know. I hate when they even equate that with progressive thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like, non-progressive thinking that, you know, global warming isn't real. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Like,
right.
You know, that's non-progressive thinking. You know, that's not telling me to accept the fact that I should be okay with two guys screwing is not progressive. You know what I'm saying? That's not, there's nothing unprogressive. And I hate it. You're just not progressive and you're just stuck in the dark. No, motherfucker, because if I was just stuck in the dark ages, I mean, like Nikki said earlier, and I got to make sure I go back to Nikki so I can make sure she give her a spiel about the girl, bring back the girl thing. You know what I'm saying? I want to make sure you give yours on that too. But
yeah,
the thing about it is they making it, like she said, gay people have been around for a long time. Half the fucking Romans was gay. Caesar was gay. You know, it was okay back then or whatever, but at the end of the, not okay, but people knew about it. And gay people have been around since the beginning of time. You feel me? But
yeah,
it's just, there's always been more people who were against it, per se. You know what I'm saying? Who really was just
right.
Like, well, at the end of the day, they're against it. And it's always been in the majority. And so now, not only we still the same people, we still got the same amount of people back then, you know, more people are against it than not, but it's like now they want us to not only not say that we don't think that it's wrong, they want to actually make us, convince us, and make us believe that it's okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to literally change our mindset about it as if it's not something, as if it's like the same as them being born with dark skin. And I'm ultimately, it's going to always boil down, again, for me, with the gay situation is, I'll never buy into the fact that it's just something that you choose to do, no matter what. Even if you were born you still don't have to necessarily sleep with a woman. And if you're a guy, dude, and you cry at movies and shit like that, you still don't have to suck a dick. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could just you don't have to do that, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't.
Now, yeah. Because
you know, if you like some old freaky shit, I'm just saying, you don't have to sleep with a guy. You don't have to do that. You choose to do that. Even if it's some sex shit, like
I
do
agree.
Shit with a female, bro. Like, if that's what you like. So it's just a choice that you're making. You know what I'm saying? And so, to try to convince majority of the population that we are intolerant or we're not progressive or we need to quote unquote get with the times, no, it's pretty much been this way since the beginning of the time, and it's going to always be that way because it's a lifestyle choice. At the end of the day, that's what I feel. But what do you think about the Jay-Z situation?
Man, this is what I think, because I was a little bit late on the whole Jay-Z thing. One of my homeboys had brought it to my attention like late yesterday, and so he was like, his video, so I checked it out. No, really what it comes down to, I don't really think Tiff's crazy. Really, I don't think she should have been putting her hands on him in the first place. I mean, if he would have mushed or pretty much put Tim's hand on her, I wouldn't have had a problem with it. But it was probably something he said to her to set her off. And maybe it might even be something that's been going on for a while, but either way, she really had no business stepping to him like that, though.
Do you think
I think she wanted a reason to do that due to the fact that she knows that that's her, that Beyonce is her sister. So on some level, she knew that she'd be able to do that and kind of sort of get away with it.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
I think
on.
That part, too.
You know she knew. One thing about women, you'll notice most women can tell. I think most women can tell whether or not that's the kind of guy that might knock you the fuck out. Don't do that. You know what I'm saying? They know.
Yeah.
I've just seen it so many times in my life. It's like you look at women and they try and they do shit and it's like they be like they'll be like, hit me, motherfucker, and they stick their chin out like, I dare you. I bet you won't. You know what I'm saying? Because like, yeah, you kind of know that dude, but you know he won't knock you the fuck out. You won't even. You know what I'm saying? That's why.
Yeah.
Everybody, like, when the bus driver uppercutted that bitch on the bus, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's like, because the crazy thing about that was, you trying to complete stranger, bitch. You don't know this man. You know what I mean? Like, most of the time,
exactly. They
brothers or they cousins or a dude they grew up with or they man, they already kind of know this ain't even the kind of person that's really going to beat a chick anyway, so they going to rah, 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 rah. You know what I'm saying? And I bet that, I feel like Solange know that Jay-Z probably ain't going to hit her. So she's just stunning on him like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Knew that
if it was Mano, with somebody like that, it would have been a whole different story.
It would have been somebody. If it would have been a dude that she know is known for knocking bitches out, she wouldn't have did that.
Yeah, nah, she wouldn't have done it.
You don't ever see women. You don't ever. Every now and again, you see a woman try to do like that, and guess what happened?
Yeah.
She get knocked out.
And when they do that, exactly. And when they do that, they probably been around a dude long enough to see if he's mellowed out from doing that. That's why they do it. If he's known to do that, it's like, I want to see if he'll do it now. Then, you know, every once in a while, they got to check him. So,
got it, you know.
Still that nigga.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Keep it up.
Really, though?
That's one, though. the bring back our girls thing. Okay, first of all, do you think that America should even be involved in that, because now we tend to get involved in shit and make shit worse, you know, little thing called
Iraq. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, and Vietnam, you know, we got a history of involved in shit and making it worse. I'm not saying that I'm not compassionate about those girls and everything. I'm compassionate about, of course, who the fuck is okay with some girls getting kidnapped by some terrorists and being raped. The one girl already that snuck and got away was like they raped her every day. You know what I'm saying? So she fucked up for life. So, of course, I'm pretty sure the rest of those girls are getting treated bad. So no one wants them to be in that situation. But as when you sensationalize stuff like this and make it a global thing, you give these guys a platform to show their asses. And I think that's what they did with this. You know, they just blew some shit up again not too long ago. You know what I'm saying? And they knew the whole world was gonna know about it. So you're making them be like, now they're a force to be reckoned with. What do you think about that whole situation?
When I first heard about it, I had to sit and think about it first, because like I said, U.S. media, they love to sensationalize stuff. And like a couple of the callers had said, a couple callers back, it's been going on for years. They've been kidnapping girls and little boys and stuff like that over in different countries in Africa for years. I think there's a couple things going on, and I think if I remember correctly, because I've been catching up with everything, I've been so busy, I think those little girls were kidnapped out of a school, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, they were kidnapped because, you know, basically they're in that part of the world where kids don't really go to school, period, but even less for the little girls, you know what I'm saying? They're in that area where they don't even believe girls should learn to read, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where they at with it.
So I think it's a couple of things going on there where they don't want the girls to be educated. They also don't want those young girls to have any type of what people would consider Western exposure to pretty much contaminate their girls. Now, I think it's two things on the thing with the U.S. getting involved. I think, one, they're making it worse by sensationalizing it, because if you say, let's say, somebody like the whole story with Billy the Kid, they said, Billy the Kid killed 20 people, when in actuality he only killed maybe two or three.
Uh-huh.
So when you said, they did this and they did that and they raping all these girls, and people will say 300, what to say it might have been, let's say, 100, but then they got to go kidnap 200 more girls to make it 300 that was reported. You see what I'm saying?
Wow.
So It could be that. And also another thing that I'm thinking is that the U.S. is probably trying to get people's attention to be pointed somewhere else, so they can probably try to do some other things they really have no business doing, to be honest with you.
Well, they always doing it, man. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
they always doing that.
That's literally a political strategy. amongst.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like if something's popping on and you don't want them, you know what I'm saying? They literally feed the news cycle some shit that really to distract you. That's literally in political strategy, whether it be, you know, some kind of drama over here with it, or some covert operation that they're doing or whatever. Or, you know, they don't want us to talk about the fucking the Atlantic sheet of ice that's just fucking melting, and pretty much there's not going to be a Miami in about another
2 years.
You know, Miami won't exist no more because the bitch will be 10 feet underwater, and they don't want us to talk about that. You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
So, you know,
they
this kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So
they want you to think everything is okay. What we're doing as far as petroleum production and stuff like that, and all the greenhouse gases, that's really not this. The science is not substantial enough, or in some cases, it's junk science. That's not the case.
No, and, you know, we and they I, know that's bullshit. They know what they're doing. They know what's going on, and they don't want to even. But that's a whole. I mean, if I start talking about that, motherfuckers will be like.
Yeah. So we'll get back to Beyonce and all that. But I do think that the U.S. is making it worse, though. Straight up, I do think they're making it worse. And like I said, even if it's not 300. They may need to say, okay, they think it's 300, so we need to go get some more girls. And next thing you know, they might have 400 or 500 stacked up somewhere. So,
one thing about that the leader of that fucking organization, whatever the fuck they call them, I forgot the little terrorists, whatever. Some people don't even like the fact that I call them terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Whatever that little jihadist movement they got going over there, the leader is a fucking nut job. Okay, he's a nut job. He's a fucking attention whore. And he's the wrong kind of person to, you know what I'm saying? He's crazy and he loves the attention. So you don't want to give him attention because he loves the camera. He always in front of the camera making new videos, talking shit. He want to be famous.
Yeah, he's one of the housewives of Atlanta, basically.
Yeah,
just
you want
on
to
an
give
extreme
him,
level.
Yeah, you want to give him CNN access and coverage. You think he don't recognize CNN's watching? You think he don't want that? He always in front of the camera recording himself, laughing and talking fucking reckless and crazy. He want that. And y'all just giving him the global...
And looking at his angles.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all giving him the global media. Now, he really got an audience. He really going to stunt. Really, though?
Really, though?
All right, man. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate it, homie.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right? All right.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Nikki real quick. I got to make sure I go back to Nikki because Nikki said she wanted to chime in about those girls. Nikki.
Yes, sir.
What did you want to say about them little chillings?
Well, I pretty much agree with everybody pretty much that has called in. The United States always making things worse, but what people need to understand from over there is they are stretching us too thin. They are expecting us always to be king and saviors of the day. My thing is we don't even, you know, I call that man that has them girls right now, I call him Nico Africa.
Nico
That's that man's name. Nico Africa. He reminds me of Love and Hip Hop African style. He just needs attention, and he's feeding it. And it, I mean, you know, we're feeding it to him. That's what he wants. It's not going to slow down. And my thing is, if we don't negotiate and we don't even send a hellified group of troops for our own soldiers when they get kidnapped by terrorists, then why in the hell? I am upset that, you know, people, you know, are getting kidnapped. I mean, and I'm saying people because, yes, it has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That has been going, sex trafficking, all that stuff, that's been going on for a long time. But it's going on over here. And like somebody said earlier, and I think everybody said it, they need to worry about America. Like, it's a we have so much bullshit in this country, it don't make no damn sense.
But don't you think that's selfish for and this is what a lot of people that are like celebrities or whoever that are really like America needs to drum up some kind of attention so we can get these girls back, and these are the people who started the whole hashtag Bring Back Our Girls movement over here in America. Like, yo,
they marching in front of the embassy in New York and all of that. Yeah.
Because remember when it really hit the news cycle and it was really going down, remember the Donald Sterling thing was every last week everybody was talking about. I did a show last week, Donald, talking about Donald Sterling and all this shit, or last week before that. And then you got the whole Bring Back Your Girls crowd, like, That's what y'all talking about? Some fucking rich-ass white guy who said some shit on the phone, and these girls are kidnapped. So then they made us feel bad. They guilt-tripped us into saying, look, y'all aren't worried about the real issues. But now you're saying we're not worried about the real issues for real, that we shouldn't even be worried about that.
My thing is this. You know what? I'm going to tell you, the countries that we don't hear about all the time, mind their own fucking business. They handle their own business. They mind their own business. They damn sure ain't in debt. They minding their own business and they doing their own thing. Okay?
What country?
That's exactly what every country needs to be doing. Am I saying that America doesn't need to step in at times? Yes, I am. I'm not. I'm not saying that. Because sometimes we do have to step in. But we cannot save everybody. Like I said, you know, I have a lot of family that is active duty military or is a veteran. You understand what I'm saying? I had a great uncle that actually was kidnapped while he was overseas. They didn't send nobody for him. That man had to escape on his own. My uncle came back with one leg and one arm. But he had to get out on his own. They didn't send no troops for that man. So, I mean, my thing is, if we're not going to negotiate for our own soldiers, if we can't negotiate for our own soldiers and our own people, then why does everybody expect us to do it for them over there?
Because
they need to pick and choose what they're going to do. Either you're not going to negotiate with terrorists and you're not going to fool up with terrorists, or either you are.
Yeah, I guess from a standpoint of we don't negotiate with terrorists and now we are trying to save the girls, I don't know.
I understand both aspects, but my thing is they need to decide what you're going to do, and that's what you need to do for overall. You know what I'm saying? But everybody expects America could have come in, but the thing is, when we do step in, we fuck shit up, man. Shit don't get done the way that people think is getting done. The media, they bring it back to the media over here. You really think that since we went over there in Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq, that everything, we over there now and they building military bases over there, you think it's Peachy King over that motherfucker?
No.
Hell no.
Shit, well, we should have never not the same situation, because we should have never went over there.
Yeah, we never shouldn't have went over there, but we did.
But we didn't on the principle of what these little... See, the people that are going to argue with you and against what you're saying, Nikki, are saying these are helpless, defenseless little girls, that's the difference in what we went into Iraq for or whatever, even though that was a lie. They're going to say these are defenseless little girls who can't help themselves, and the government doesn't have the ability to help. So America, a.k.a. World's Police, needs to do something.
Okay, well, a.k.a. World's Police need to do something over here, too, because I know about four little girls in my own neighborhood, in my own zip code, that are missing right now. But we don't even have enough police force to have people out there searching for them.
That's true.
The Danielle Locklear girl, that was my oldest daughter's best friend.
Yeah.
They didn't have enough police. They didn't have enough police force out here to search for that girl. If it wasn't for us rallying up people to go out and look for her, that was the true search team. The FBI was here. They went to the school. They had the helicopter circling for about 2 days. The media made it seem like they were just out there. No, they weren't. It was the families and the friends and the students and the friends and all. That's who was out there. We were out there.
Okay. All right. Well, let me take the rest of these calls then. If you stand by. I got a couple more calls. New ones hitting the line. So I'm going to take these calls. All right?
All right.
All right. 229-223. What up, though? Hello? 229? Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's good, fellas?
What's going on? What's popping with you? Who this?
Trey Beans of Treasure Marketing, DMR. What's going on with y'all, fellas?
Okay. Chilling, man. Just chopping it up, you know, having us a good time over here for another episode of on K100 Radio.
Man, you already know I've been in tune, man. Me and T Peach is on the line. We've been catching all the discussions, everything that's popping, man. Y'all is all right with me.
What you think about it? There, you must be in some sort of agreement for what we're talking about today. What do you think about some of the topics that we're talking about? You can pick one. Go ahead.
Let's see. Definitely with the athlete. You know, not homophobic at all, man. You know, to each his own. But at the same time, you know, if there's any disrespect, if there's any feelings of, you know, him looking at the guys, he needs his ass whooped because he knows what arena he's in, you feel me? But at the same time, they should welcome him in, and, you know, he's a human being, he's a child of God, so he got to deal with that personally, if it's wrong or right, who's to say? But, you know, I'm rocking with that. All the subjects, man, y'all been touching on point. You know, it's good to hit the station that, you know, I'm talking about that's on point. Everybody else just has a station. So, you know, I'm just in agreement and checking in, man. Like I said, I'm Trey Beans of Treasure Marketing, Perfect Music Records.
All right, man. Well, I thank you for calling in. What you said about, you know, I don't know, you're going to have people saying that, did he just say they should beat his ass for looking at him? You know, because that's what
Yeah, definitely. Definitely I said it, and I stand on it, because it's coming from a guy, shit, real talk, brother. I've been in prison, you feel me? You're around me, and when you have to take showers and all this extra shit, so you know who's, you know, on that extra stuff. So, you know, if you respect them and they respect each other, yes, he knows what arena he's in. It's full of men that are heterosexual compared to one gay man coming in a situation. So, you know, to each his own. But, dude, there's no way you should be feeling these guys like this. There's no way you should be looking, because you know they don't want to feel uncomfortable. So either you shower alone or you shower with them. So it's just mutual respect. You feel me?
All right.
And I'm none homophobic. I got family members, friends, and business associates that are, you know, gay or whatever you want to call it. But at the same time, man, it's about respect. And, you know, we all God's people. So that's that.
So it's not discrimination for them to decide, like, I ain't trying to go in there and take a shower when he in the shower. That's not.
It's kind of 50-50 on that, man. You know, it's kind of personal, but at the same time, you got to be straight with yourself. Like, you know, I ain't really worried about you looking at me. You shouldn't be looking at me. So it's kind of on the people. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it's 50-50. I feel them, but at the same time, man, take your shower and get to the dressing room. You feel me?
All right, homie. Thank you for calling in. Shout out to Treasure Marketing. Shout out to my homegirl, T. Peaches, man, and Treasure Marketing. I appreciate y'all for calling in to the station. All right, homie?
You already know. Like, that's coming to you already.
For sure, homie. That's what's up. Next up, 314-724. What up, though?
Yo, peace and blessings. Firewater Red Star, the Rider Movement. What's happening?
What's happening with you, bro? Thank you for calling in. I appreciate that. You dig? Firewater in the building.
You know. All right. You already know.
All right, man. Well, we still got about 15 minutes or so, and I got like 8 people just hit the phone lines at the last minute. Michigan girl.
Okay.
Girl, I see you on the line, Michigan girl. You ain't never pressing number one. Let me know if you want to holler at me. But go ahead, homie. What do you think about some of the topics that we're talking about? We're talking about the dude getting drafted, Michael Sam's getting drafted, you know what I'm saying, how that works out in the locker room with the players. We're talking about, do you think Jay-Z whoop the ass, or Solange just making it up, bro? Or we just made it up. I didn't make it up, but people.
I put on Facebook, man, Gucci Mane would have slapped it, but, you know, that's a whole other conversation. I don't really want to get into that because, like, that's personal people. That's personal business. Like, you know, we got some good topics, but I'd rather focus on, you know what I'm saying, the things that's about broader ideas, man, and not get caught up in the he say, she say type shit. You know what I'm talking about?
It's he say, she say about him beating her, but it's not he say,
right,
say about Solange hitting him, because we got that on video. She did hit him.
I'm gonna tell you as a hood nigga looking at it, you know what I'm saying? Clearly, that's something deep and emotional going on in a motherfucker sense that felt very wronged about what was going on. That's
right.
All I can, you know what I'm saying, ascertain from it. I know for sure she was definitely in her feelings. She definitely wanted to get off on him because you see she kept going at him. You know what I'm talking about? So all that let me know is it was something real emotional, and usually something emotional touched you in a deep way. So that's all I could really tell from what I've seen. You know what I'm saying? But I want to build on the whole thing with the girls, man, because I was listening to a homegirl that was just talking, and she got a good heart. I could tell. Shout out to her. But I just – that's why I pressed one, because I feel like we as a people is getting numb, dog. And, you know, it's time to, like, it's time out for that, man, because shout out to everybody in the armed service, you know, everybody who fights for, you know, niggas like me and you to do what we doing right now without anybody, you know what I'm saying, stepping on our rights. You know, that's a blessing. But I want homegirl to remember her uncle, granddaddy, whoever, salute them. They enlisted to be out there. You understand? They signed up to be out there. They trained to be out there. We talking about some little black girls. And then we steady want to scream this old Uncle Tom ass, our America. Let's not forget what's really going on, man. You know what I'm talking about? They done gave a couple of these Uncle Tom ass niggas some money, and now everybody co-signing everything that these folks say, man. And at the end of the day, them are people. And at the end of the day, them children. At the end of the day, them God's babies. So how we just going to stand by and say, oh, that ain't our problem. We this and we that. We this. Go look at a Malcolm X speech or something. You know what I'm talking about?
I can tell that you're passionately at odds with the people who said, we need to worry about what's going on over here. That ain't our problem. That's basically what you're taking issue with.
Yeah, man, because, see, I know we got problems over here, but the bottom line is, all around the board, it's certain folks that don't care about certain folks. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And we need to stop pretending, just like this thing with this NFL, all that's doing is showing and proving this old homosexual agenda they pushing on a black male, dog. And it's like, all I do is study, you know, so I'm listening, and it's like the spirit moving that I got to speak on it, man. You know what I mean? Because they already infiltrated hip-hop and making this shit like it's cool. You know, I ain't homophobic. I ain't feeling no kind of way. I don't care what you do. You know what I'm talking about? Live your life. For you, your work. For me, my work. But at the end of the day, what they doing is they pushing this on minds that ain't developed to have no idea about who they are yet. You know what I'm saying? You pushing this on kids that it's all types of thoughts going through kids' heads. You know what I'm talking about? They don't know which thought to grab a hold on. You been there. We been there. We was kids.
Right.
You know, I
right.
might have thought, man, I should put this pistol on this nigga and take that money.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, but that don't mean I'm supposed to.
Right.
But if I'm riding around all day listening to music, I'm going to put that pistol on that nigga. And all the niggas riding with me, we going to put that. That's what's going to happen. We fostering that activity, man. So somebody need to be man enough to stand up and say that ain't how men rock. Because I feel like if you ain't man enough, you can do what you want. I ain't casting no judgment. I'm just observing. But somebody got to be man enough to say that ain't no man shit, dog. You understand me? Because they trying to dumb us down, man, and all these niggas, man, get a little check or a little Gucci book bag or something and think they on top of the world and forget what was going on 30, 40 years ago, bro.
Yeah. You right about that. I will give you credit for that one right there. I agree with everything you're saying about you know, the homosexual agenda and what they're doing and how they're pushing it on our kids and our black men. I'm just totally not feeling it, you know what I mean? I don't really particularly
That's
give
That's why I called you. That's why I rock with you, man, because you stepping out there and you keeping it 100, man. You repping your show. You repping your station. I fuck with you because of that, bro. I salute you.
Yeah, and even with the thing that you were saying with the black girl, my issue is not – I definitely don't feel that we should just say fuck Africa and don't fuck with them at all. I don't take that stand
right.
at all. But I do feel like what we've done, and my major point about the show tonight was, I feel like America is making it worse because not even necessarily the country of America. We don't control CNN. We don't control the
right.
news. You know what I'm saying? So the country
right.
as a whole, and I keep saying we like it's my country, but you know, like you just pointed out,
it's all right, bro. That's how they got a condition like that.
But I feel like the country really doesn't control the news. Yeah, and my thing is with the news media per se, with the whole hashtag bring back our girls. I'm not saying abandon the girls and don't give a fuck about them, but I do think that we are hurting them more because she's giving a lunatic a fucking global audience. You feel what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with you 100%. But you know what? that brings to mind is if it's getting that much publicity, because, see, you know how the military move. If they want to go get somebody, they ain't going to tell nobody about it until they come back with them. They came back with Bin Laden head without telling us they was on their way.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
You understand? So they pushing this like, oh, they over here. Somebody, so we already know it's a scam, dog. You know what I'm saying? But to a certain degree, we know it's something else going on that they trying to distract our attention from. Man, you know how this media work, bro. You know what I'm saying? That all this is so much bigger than anything we could even talk about in the next 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, as individuals, we need to wake up and just recognize that at the end of the day, man, right and wrong are as clear as night and day. If we had a capacity to save a child's life, that's our duty, bro. That's our obligation. You understand? This is God's creation, man, and it's an innocent creation. So if there's any way that we can help, then we should help. But you know what I'm saying?
Sister,
Hashtag ain't going to help, though, because you heard what old girl said, and that's why I know she got a good heart. She said it wasn't the police or none of them that found them girls. It was the people who cared. You understand? So
right.
Unless we got people that care, go ahead, brother.
No, she actually wants to, she wants me, she's Facebooking me like, I want to speak to the guy that you're talking to because, you know, she wants to respond to what you're saying to her. So I'm going to put her on the line.
That's fair. That's fair. All right.
Peace all right, Nick, you on, Nick.
Peace and
hello,
blessings.
Hello,
peace
hello.
Blessings.
Hey.
Peace.
Yeah, I wanted to kind of come back in because I didn't want you, you know, not just you because it might be a couple of people. And, you know, really, at the end
that's
of the
right.
day, I don't be giving a damn what nobody care about what I think. As far as, I'm going to take it back a
right.
little bit. As far as my great-great-uncle, he actually was drafted, baby, so he didn't choose to go into the
right.
service. They made him
right.
go into the service.
He
so, could have
went to jail, though. He could have went to jail now.
He
could have
went to jail.
What nobody made him do
he
now. Could,
he could have went to jail, but no black man really want to go to jail. Okay.
Well,
but what
I'm
going to say, this is
that.
My thing. This is really what it boils down to for me with the little girls.
Right.
I like I said, should America step in on some things? Yes. Is that one of the things? Yes. My thing is, I want America to have just as much compassion and just as much froggy bounce to handle the stuff in their own state, their own country, before
right.
they can run and jump in somebody else's, is what I'm saying. Why do motherfuckers from over the water got to come tear down towers and steal helicopters to get y'all to even make a news story about us? Why
right.
we got to be touched for us to have all these, now every year it's a memorial for, you know, and of course, you know, I lost some people with that whole situation too. A lot of friends and family with that situation. So, you know, every year, 9/11, they got that memorial going on. They talking about it.
Right.
But they don't talk about it with, we've lost so many soldiers, not just with 9/11. It shouldn't matter where they died at or where they lost their life at. My thing
that's
is
right.
if they're gonna, they need to show that same compassion for us here, because honestly, if you do a census on it, and maybe that can be a showblism, if you do a census on it, I'm pretty sure most of America feels like America don't give a fuck about us.
Oh, that's a fact.
I want that same compassion. Is what I'm saying. That's really what I was saying.
But you
know
what?
What
you know what I'm saying. I agree with you. And just to bring that all back together, 360 is what I'm saying. Is I'm agreeing with you so in such a 100% way. But it's just words. But hear what I'm telling you. Just like you said. Why is we so concerned with people overseas and blah, blah, blah? But why is we so concerned with the government and we ain't dealing with our issues? Our issues. You understand what I'm talking about?
Well, see, that's something that you got to look at from an individual standpoint, because as far as, like, for me, as far as I'm concerned, I am on the city council. I am on the educational board for my district, because
okay.
I do care about what's going on in my city, and I do care about what kind of teachers and what type of schooling my children are getting.
And how much power of change, how much power of change are you allowed? How many, you know what I'm saying? Because we got to understand, you know, that's, I commend you, and I love to see a sister in position like that, and God bless you and strengthen your hand and everything you do right. But I'm a hood nigga. So God put me on the phone to let you know, you being on city council ain't helping the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute. You a hood nigga? What that mean? Because I was showing up raised in Brunswick, Georgia. I was showing up raised in Brunswick, Georgia. I'm from the swamp land. I'm from the swamp hood. You hear me?
Don't calm down and hear me out.
What I'm telling you is I made plenty of change. I made plenty of change. There's nothing you can tell me about that. There's no debate on that part. There's no debate on that part. But I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Can I speak? This is what I'm saying. You being on a city council ain't stopping nobody from getting shot on the bus stop. And see, when I say I'm a hood nigga, that means I wake up in the hood and I go to sleep in the hood. I see this on a regular basis. See, sometimes when we get, you know what I'm saying, get our car nose cracking and get our house and we get to living that blessed life, we get a little detached from what's really going on. Because like you said, wasn't nobody doing nothing until the people got out there. You said that with your own mouth. So even as a city council... Okay, because you couldn't take that pen and sign nothing that was going to change nothing. You understand?
But I raised my hand for that vote to change something. I'm not in that position as of yet. I'm not in that position as of yet. Things just like you have to, just like we have to vote for the president. Same things around here. You have to make that vote. So every vote, for me, I am one of those believers where I believe every vote counts. So I'm one of those people that raises my hand depending on what my vote is for an aspect. So I understand what you're saying and I hear what you're saying, but I have seen change, and especially the past 2 years where I've been involved in a couple of other women that have came out and my age group have gotten involved, because we're not just out here like, oh, we own this board and we're not actually walking through these schools and we're not actually doing pop-ups and we're not actually sending the fire marshals out to do checks on these playgrounds for these children. So,
Trust
and believe
me,
I'm from the hood, and even though I don't live in the hood no more,
Even though I don't live in the hood no more,
I might not see niggas getting shot at the bus stop when I wake up tomorrow.
So you don't feel
that does not
it.
Mean
so
I've never been around it. That don't mean I've never been around it. That don't mean I didn't grow up around it. I'm an Army brat, so I've lived in every kind of hood.
You an Army brat, so you ain't lived the life I'm talking about, baby.
Wait a minute. Let's get one thing straight.
I know you haven't.
No, you don't know. No, you don't know, baby.
Your grandfather was in the military. Your uncle in the military. Y'all got credit cards. Y'all got checks coming in. That ain't his life, boo. That ain't his life.
Okay, let me explain something to you.
Let me explain something to you. No, I got to overtalk you now because you keep cutting me off. See, you don't understand this life. You don't know what it's like to wake up and go to
school.
And
you want to know why I'm cutting you off because you're telling me where I've been. You're trying to tell
me
where I've been. I have not disputed the fact that you're from the hood. I haven't disputed that fact. But you're not going
to
tell me where I've been.
Listen, have you ever sat down in class and wondered if when you got home the lights was going to be off?
Yes, sir, I have. Yes, sir, I have. I came home and my lights have been off and didn't have the money to pay it for a couple of days. And I had to go take my kids elsewhere to a friend's home and stay there until I got the money together. And let me explain one thing. Just because my mother was in the military and she is a veteran, just because my grandfather was, those people got deployed. When my mother got deployed, honey, I was not living. I didn't stay with my mother from the age of 5 to the age of 11. So while she was across overseas most of the time in Desert Storm in Kuwait, my ass was in San Bernardino, California, living in San Bernardino, California, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Brooklyn, New York, Fayetteville, North Carolina, Brunswick, Georgia, and guess where I was? Just because my mother was in the military didn't mean the rest of my family was living like that. So I was in the hood right
there. I'm not judging you. I'm not trying to.
But don't tell me where I came from, because you can't do that.
I'm not telling you.
Listen,
no,
I'm telling
you. I didn't
you,
say you judged
you
me. I said don't tell me where I came from or don't tell me where I've been. Don't tell me where I've been. That's what I said.
I'm going to tell you where you are. Right now you're in a place where you think what you're doing is enough. And it's
no,
not.
I don't. No,
and
I don't. I don't think it's
I'm
enough.
I'm in the same place. Don't be
I don't
mad.
I think it's enough. I will never think it's enough.
I'm in the same place, so don't be mad. All I'm saying
oh, no,
is
I'm not mad. I will
yourself.
Never think it's enough. I will never,
okay,
ever think it's enough, ever.
That's all I'm saying. You just told us you forget them girls.
I didn't say forget them girls. I didn't say forget them girls. That never came out of my mouth. I did
not
say forget them girls. No, I did not. No,
you
I did
say
not.
It ain't our problem. It ain't America's problem. It ain't your America's problem. That's what you said. I listened
what
to
I it. Said was,
what
I said was,
in.
Is it wrong that it's going on? Yes, but it's something that has been going on for a long time. America cannot step in on every little thing. When they do, it makes it worse. That's what I said.
Are you America?
No, I'm not. I'm an American.
Okay, because you sound like you more into what's going on with Boston, what's going on with you and yourself and your people. You steady screaming this America shit like they won't come and grab you, your brother, your son, and your uncle and throw them in a cell for 30 years over nothing. That's hood life. When you see your brothers getting killed, when you see your best
been
friend
there, done that.
Getting 30 years for having some dope in a bag, you know what I'm talking about? You ain't no been there, done that, because when your nigga
been
doing
there, done
30
that.
Years,
they're
it's
living
right now.
It. They're living
right
it.
Now. Okay, then. So why you think city council enough, boo-boo? Why you going to forget about the little
I didn't say city
Washington
council
girls?
Was enough. I just told
why you.
You
about the
I just
baby?
Told you. I just told you. I will never think that it's enough. I don't believe
that
anything that we do will ever be enough, because this world ain't doing nothing but getting worse. And I ain't say America. I'm talking about this world ain't doing
that's
nothing
just,
but getting worse.
You know
so
why?
I will never think. I will never think it's enough. I will never think it's enough. But you're sitting up here talking about the hood this and the hood that.
Yeah,
honey, let me tell
right.
you something. Let me tell
I
you
love,
something.
I love
let
Maya.
Me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Talking.
Hood this or hood that. I have to worry
that's
about
right.
It starts from home. It starts from your own home. And that's one of the issues that America has. Like I said, the only thing I want from America is for them to show the same one thing I want from my government is for them to show the same compassion that they show when they go over there.
You
I want them to show the same
for
compassion
that?
For the same compassion that they're doing for them little girls, to send troops over there for them little girls. When we get a soldier, somebody's brother, uncle, or daddy taken, I want them to send troops over there looking for that one man.
What about what's
that's
going
what
on
I'm
here
saying.
To your brothers? You, what about your brothers here? Why are we going to go spend all this money flying an airplane?
And just
way
like,
way
just
over,
like I said earlier, see, that's how I know you're not listening. That's how I know you're not listening, because I said they're not even putting together enough manpower and enough police power here to govern, to straighten out our own streets. I said that. That's why we were the ones out looking for the little girls that got missing and got taken from here.
Good job, and that's exactly what we need. We need more of us willing to do something. We don't need more police, baby. If you was really from where I'm from, you know the last thing we need is some more police.
Well, let me tell you one thing about that. Y'all can sit up here and act like y'all don't need no more police, but taking it into your own hands don't
who
get you nothing but 30 to life.
Who is y'all? Who is
whoever
y'all?
Whoever thinks the way you do, because taking it into your own hands all the time is not always the answer. It's not always the answer, baby. I'm sorry.
You know
because
what?
I have grown up in the hood. I've had my brother die in my arms, his blood on my all-white T-shirt, okay? And
right.
No. And
so
no.
Need
my
more
cousin
police.
And my cousins
who
went and my cousins.
My cousins who went
and retaliated instead of letting the police knew exactly where to go. But my cousins wanted to jump bad, and they went over there and did what they doing. Now they doing fucking life in prison because they
okay.
wanted to go retaliate instead of letting the police go over there and handle them niggas like they should have.
Okay, well now.
So that's
now
not
that you,
always the right answer, baby.
Now that you done expressed that, let me express the two main differences between the entity that I am and the entity that you are. Everything that I've spoke about or every concern that I've stressed has been about something bigger than me. It's been about us as a whole, including you, your brothers, your uncles, your granddaddies, including everybody that's listening. So I'm talking about us. Every time you want to argue with me, but I can tell you taking this too personal because it's I, my story.
I'm actually
me,
not.
My uncle, my cousin, my brother, my send the airplane to get my granddaddy. We ain't tripping off them girls.
I mean, I'm bringing
on,
up
gotta,
stuff you brought up.
Stop.
You said my uncle. I mean, you went back and referenced those things, so I went back and referenced those things. But, I mean,
selfish.
Hey, continue. I mean, you said I'm selfish, honey, but trust and believe you me, I'm far from that. I'm far from that. But I'm going to use experiences that I have went through in my life. You said my hood this, you ain't went came home and your lights been off. I'm from the hood.
I'm from the hood.
The hood this and the hood that.
I
mean, you ain't from the hood I'm from. You ain't from
the
hood I'm from, but I'm selfish. It sounds
the
like to me. It sounds like
look,
to me.
You don't even know what the
it
hood
sounds
is.
Like to
you
me.
Know what the ghetto is?
Oh
you
my
ain't
God!
Got no little child.
Do you know what
you
it
ain't
is?
Got no little...
Do you really know what a ghetto is?
I'm about to explain it to you. A ghetto is.
Do you really know what a ghetto is?
You know
you
what?
You can take your ass to Africa and really see what a ghetto is.
Listen, let me tell you something. You know what a ghetto? A ghetto is.
That's what a real ghetto is.
Wherever you find poor black people is the ghetto in America. That's by definition.
Poor black people? That's
look,
just ghetto where poor black people are?
They don't, no, they're going to say minorities. You know what?
Hmm.
You could Google it and look up the definition. You're the college girl. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and get the definition of ghetto. You know what I'm talking about?
Google it, baby.
In the dictionary. In the dictionary, you understand?
I don't give a damn what the dictionary says what the ghetto is. I know what a ghetto is.
Pause. A part of a city, especially a slum area, occupied by a minority group or groups, put in or restricted to an isolated or segregated area or group. That's where I live. That's
okay.
Where we from. So now
okay.
You don't got on city council, and you act like everything cool because you raised your hand.
No.
For me.
No, that's not what I said. I said I'm trying to make change. And you have to start somewhere. Man, come on, man. You trying to right now? Really, what you're trying to do is flip what I'm saying. What I said was we have to start somewhere to make change. So yes, I am on the city council. Yes, I am on the educational board. So you have to start somewhere. Am I also going to be looking at for other boards to go on? Yes, I am. And I preach to everybody. If you really want to make change in your area, that you need to get out there and you need to voice your vote. You need to voice your opinion. You need to speak on what you need to speak on. If you really truly want change, because you sitting there on your couch and flipping the remote control and shaking your head at the bullshit you see on TV
is
not enough either. That
that's
damn
right.
Show ain't enough.
That's right. And see, that's all I want to do. I just want to get you brewing. Because I told him as soon as I got on here, you heard me talking, I could tell you got a good heart. But all I'm saying, don't let this illusion elude you, boo. You know what I'm talking about?
No, that will never.
Because
we're all eluded if you be honest.
Hear me out, though. You separated yourself from them little girls, and that ain't you. That ain't right. Because you said you went out there yourself and looked for people. So all I'm saying, you got to pay attention because you got a position of power. So what you saying, you know, it might be a little girl in the high school that see you and look up to you, and you're like, well, we really ain't got time for them. What's going on over there? We got to have some compassion for the
That's
truth.
Why I
Feel
came back
though.
On. That's why I came
okay.
back on
and
so that you,
you
would understand, so that you would
and
understand where I was coming
you.
From. I was not saying that I did not care about it. What I want from this government is for them to show the same compassion. That's what
that's
I want.
Why I love you.
My thing
that's
is if you're
going
to do one thing for one set of people, you need to do it for your own too.
Okay. You hear
right.
what you're saying?
All right.
I love you for that. I love you for that. It ain't nothing but respect for you. And I'm glad because whatever we talking about stimulated everybody else that's listening, and I love you
and
for
I appreciate
that.
Everything you said, and I appreciate the debate because I sure ain't had it in a long time, and Blizzard know
that's
how
right.
I get.
All right.
That's what we here for.
All right. Yeah, so the show was technically supposed to be over 15 minutes ago. You know what I'm saying? But actually, people, you know, we still got some people on the phone line listening. We still got some people listening and checking it out on the broadcast. So I didn't want to get in. I muted both of them. I didn't want to, and I'm not going to turn them back on because I don't feel like talking over either one of them because they hyped up, and I'm not going to try to do it. So, but I actually wanted both of them to talk, and I let it go over because
you know what I'm saying? I think that both of them, in the heated exchange, before I get ready to go out here, the heated exchange that they just had was actually beneficial in what is needed, dialogue. You know what I'm saying? Listening, sitting back now, listening to everything that was said, I think that Nikki made it clear in the very end. I think it was pretty much cleared up that Nikki didn't say fuck the little girls. You know what I'm saying? She basically said she wanted America to treat to worry about what's going on over here. There's neighborhoods in Chirac, that we call it, that literally need boots on the ground, if you want to be honest about the situation. And they're not going to send troops in over there. You know, I don't know. You know, dear Mr. President, I don't know. Tell me what to do. You know, these niggas, you know, they're acting up in the hood. Send more troops. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I think that at the end of the day, what they both were saying, they both were passionate, and they both ultimately care about people. And they both ultimately care about our people. You know what I'm saying? They may have different points of views about what is the hood and who's hood or whatever. But I think that ultimately they both are passionate people, and they both, really were trying to kind of sort of say the same thing at the end of the day. I'm gonna go back and listen to it. If you want to hear the whole exchange, it's going to be on the live stream and also be on the Blog Talk replay. I didn't record it on the actual station because I didn't think all that was going to happen, but I'm glad it did. The show's over, so if you're trying to call into the broadcast right now, you can't because the switchboard cut off at 11 o'clock. But I got one person that was still on the phone line that I think they still wanted to talk, so I'm going to try to go ahead and give them let them talk. They sit on the phone line 15 minutes after the fact. 215-253. Hello?
Yeah, but listen, this is Life, bro. I was just, I've been on there listening to the old show or whatever. I mean, that was just crazy, a little crazy, a little back and forth we just had. I mean, they both had their little pointers, you know what I mean? I really feel like they couldn't understand each other because they wasn't letting each other talk. Like, he was getting her misconstrued and she was getting her misconstrued.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'm from the hood, too. I'm not even from Atlanta. I'm from North Philadelphia. And this is a war zone where I live at, so I kind of understand what the guy's talking about. But, like, what do you want her to do? Like, she's making a change. She's a black woman on the city council. Like, you see what I'm saying? That's something that's strong. I feel like that's a good thing right there. You see what I'm saying? So that's just crazy. I don't really know anything else to say. Like, they was going on for 2 hours and got my hair hurting a little bit.
I let them ride for a solid 20 minutes because they started at about 10:50, and I was like, I didn't want to cut them off. You know, it was
good. Cut them off, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to cut them off. It was good radio, so I let them ride over into the next of what we're supposed to be doing. But I wanted to make sure I came to your phone line because I was like, yo, you've been sitting here for a minute.
I just was listening. Yeah, man. I'm kind of on the same vibe. Like I said, I've been at jail time, you know what I mean, over 20 years of my life. I had to turn around and get my stuff together. I got kids. I don't want to be a bad influence on my son or my daughter, and they got to come see me in jail. I'm 40, 50 years old. They still come to see me in jail. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of understand what the guy was talking about. But then also, I understand what she was talking about. You see what I'm saying? It's crazy in the hood, and that mentality is the reason why we lost. You out here thinking swinging drugs and busting guns is something thorough. That's not thorough. That's not nothing good about that stuff. You see what I'm saying? And promoting it is even worse. I feel like if you promoting something, a lot of these rappers promote some drugs and living that life, and they don't even live that life. See, they're not even from the hood. They think that's something they can just brag on and make money off of and profit off of. And they got these kids out here lost acting a damn muck. You see what I mean? Acting ludicrous. Like, I see it every day. These kids don't go to school. They want to do a smoke weed. I sit down and try to explain my story to them. They listen to me because I'm kind of an OG in my neighborhood, but then they go off doing the same dumb stuff. So I'm in agreement with both of them. It's just they really wasn't listening to each other to the very, very end. To the very end of this conversation.
They got to understand that at the end. But thanks for calling in to the show. But no, I often, you know what I'm saying, it's been so long since I wanted to jump in, but I was like, you know what, a third voice is going to be.
Yeah, too much.
They're
going
to
be too much.
Cash it out. You know, but they both had points, and they both are compassionate people. But, you know what I'm saying?
And, you know, I fuck with both of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, the homie, Firewater, you know what I'm saying? He good people to ride with. I fucks with their music, and I fucks with Nikki. You know what I'm saying? She's been down with the call from K1 over here at K1's radio. You know what I'm saying? You know, yeah, I fuck with both of them. Both of them are actually, like they just said, good people. You know what I'm saying?
They're good people.
Both of them are good people.
You can tell they passionate about what they believe in. Anybody that's passionate about what they believe in usually are good people.
Yeah, yeah. But I like that. And we're passionate about, you know what I'm saying, keeping the shit 100 and giving a platform where you can have that conversation on the air for others to hear. Because sometimes people don't necessarily have to talk. Just hearing the conversation can actually, you know, be beneficial to someone because they could be in their mind, you know, or sitting over there listening to, you know, debating about it with somebody else. But just hearing the debate a lot of times, you know, on the air,
right,
hearing people talk about it and go back and forth, it can still spark up the feelings that you really need to have. And get your mind thinking in the right direction, because you may sit here and be like, yo, well, that person said this, but I kind of feel that. You know, just listening to the debate back and forth can actually be beneficial. So thanks for tuning into the station. I appreciate you for hanging around, you know what I'm saying, until I got to you too, though. You know what I mean?
All right.
All right.
No, listen, you know, you're my man.
So, stand by. I don't know if Michigan Girl wanted to talk. Michigan Girl.
What's up?
You've been on the phone the whole time, but you never did press the number one, so I didn't know what you had going on. But before I get out of here, I got to make sure I give you the floor. Is there anything you wanted to add?
No, I really didn't want to talk because, you know, my voice is going in and out, so I was just listening, showing support, you know, and listening, but I didn't want to talk too much because I'm sounding crazy and my voice is going in and out.
I was just making sure because normally you want to say something, but if you... You're losing your voice, then, you know, I'm going to let you ride. I'm going to let you slide. All right?
All right.
Party too much. The Bahamas was too much. You did too much in the Bahamas.
I know.
Back from Bahamas, horse. You did too much.
I know, right?
All right, stand by. All right, well, all right, that's it, everybody. Thanks, everybody. Shout out to everybody that's watching, that watched the live stream. If you guys are watching the live stream, or if you're going back and you're watching the replay of the live stream, appreciate that. You know what I mean? If you're listening to the replay on the Blog Talk or the podcast, you feel me? And I totally forget about the fact that the Blog Talks, whenever we do the talk segments, automatically go to our podcast version. We're listed on iTunes Radio as a live broadcast up under the live radio segment, but we're also a podcast on iTunes. And sometimes, since we went 24/7, I totally forget about the fact that the podcast gets updated with all of these segments that we do talk automatically. So if you have an iPod, iTunes, you know what I'm saying, and you want to hear one of these talk segments that we do, the quality on the podcast is not as great as the broadcast, of course, because it's a lower bit rate. But you can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, and then, you know, whenever you plug up your phone or your iPad or whatever, it'll actually sync up the latest segment that we did, whether it be Really Though or Illa Kill. You never know what it is. It'll automatically upload any of the talk segments because we still use the Blog Talk switchboard, and that's the main reason why I do it, because it automatically archives all our talk segments. So just keep that in mind. If you guys are listening and you're like, dang, what they say, you want to hear that debate, you can go over to the live stream, but the live stream doesn't last for 30 days because I'm not paying for no account. I'm using the free shit, okay? But the podcast, we got like 400 episodes over there on the podcast and iTunes. So and go in iTunes and go up on the podcast and hit K100 Radio. Again, it's not the same thing as listening to us stream live on the iTunes Radio, live radio. It's separate. It's the podcast tab. So we on both of them. We on the live tab and we on the podcast tab. You can go to the podcast and hear all of these debates and stuff, and really go back and listen to some of the classics, man, from episode 200 and 300. Yeah, we had some crazy. We used to go in, and I got to bring that back. I'm glad this motivated me tonight. Shout out to both of those guys for motivating me. Now I gotta do more talk segments. I gotta bring this element back. You know, we got the music shit on lock, but we gotta bring this back. This element. That's what I've been trying to do with the Really Those. But you know, we're gonna have, you know, specific topics and stuff. But we'll start out with Really Those and we'll get into it. But yeah, I think I'm getting my audience back, and I need my political people, you know what I'm saying? You know, when election time comes up and all this stuff, when we do all this, you know, all those specials, the voting specials and election specials, local elections, yeah, you know I'm saying, everything, man. We used to have a lot of great discussions. Relationships, I haven't even did one of those yet. The Jay-Z thing tonight was kind of sort of a scrape on a relationship tip. But black families and all that stuff, we used to have some of the greatest topics. You ever want to hear some of those great, 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 great debates and stuff, go over to our podcast. Those damn episodes are still over there. All right, hey, thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show, man. It's like 11, going on 11:30, so we're about almost 30 minutes past what we're supposed to be doing, man. But I appreciate everybody who tuned in. Shouts out to Treasure Marketing, T-Peaches and them, man. Appreciate that. Shouts out to Nikki for sitting over here, Firewater. Red Star for rocking with us, man, and giving a great debate. Everybody else who called in. All my people from the 850 that called into the station from back home and shit, that showed love. Appreciate that. My homie Street. At the end of the day, before I always close with something before I go. But at the end of the day, the topics that I particularly picked today, I want to say that as far as Jay-Z and Beyonce go, women, keep your hands to your motherfucking self, all right? You don't have that right to hit a man. If you put your hands on a man and you get your ass knocked out, you ask for it. Don't hit nobody, unless you're ready to take whatever they're going to dish back out to you. And also, stay the fuck out of grown folks and married people business. On that, let's see. The Michael Sam situation. Again, to each his own, but understand that tolerance and acceptance is two different things. People can be tolerant of your lifestyle, but you can't force them to accept it, and you can't force them to like it. You never can, you never will, and the more that you try to do that, then you'll get more resistance. You know what I'm saying? Shame on CNN, I feel like. You know, you want to be politically correct, but now that I think about it, I'm really perturbed by the fact that they really kept replaying that kiss over and over again. Like Bully said, you want to be gay, you want gay people to be treated the same, then don't give a fucking seventh round draft pick a fucking press conference. And black girls, save our girls, the fucking hashtag. You know what I'm talking about. I'm drawing a blank. I've been going too long. It's 2.5 hours at this point. You know what I'm saying? Bring back our girls. Yes, bring back our girls hashtag. Again, it's not that I don't feel like we need to care about those girls. We do. The world needs to care about that. But also the world needs to care about what's going on in fucking Chicago. They need to care about what's going on in Miami and Atlanta. And they need to care about everywhere else, you know what I'm saying, equally the same. So I agree with both of the debaters tonight. Yeah, we should care about those girls, but we also need to care about what the fuck is going on right over here. And we need to care about police. We need to care about high incarceration rates. We need to care about police killing unarmed kids. You know what I'm saying? All that shit. We need to worry about all that and everything. You know what I'm saying? At the same damn time. All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to K100 Radio. You dig? I really appreciate that. It wouldn't be right after a show tonight to not leave y'all with some Pac. You know what I mean? Of course I got to leave y'all with some motherfucking Pac. You know what I mean? It's my man. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, well, while we at it, I don't know what the solution is, but we're going to write us a motherfucking letter to the president. Tupac and the Outlaws. Letter to the president. You're not rocking with the best of them. K100 Radio. Huh?
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Ain't nothing changed. All the promises you made before you got elected.
Tell me what to do. These niggas acting up.
Ain't came true.
Send more troops here, Mr. President. Tell me what to do. These niggas acting up. What's the line when I can come?